This is the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social, live from the Patriots Facebook page.
Patriots come hard. He fires to the right. And it is picked off at the 40. Vincent Wilfork at the 50, at the 45, and all the way down to the 30-yard line. Vincent Wilfork.
The pregame social is the world's largest virtual tailgate, featuring the fans of the three-time Super Bowl champion New England Patriots.
And the Patriots are world champions again. Back to back. Three out of four. Yes, it's a dynasty.
Mark Bertrand, Paul Perillo, and Andy Hart are here to do the grilling as your hosts. This week, the Patriots take on Matt Ryan and the Atlanta Falcons.
Brady awaiting the shotgun snap on fourth down. He's got it. Back to throw. Looks. Fires. Caught. Touchdown. Rob Gronkowski.
Now, Mark, Paul, and Andy get you ready for the game live from the Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium. Patriots Nation, welcome to the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social.
Good start there, Andy. Good start.
I know what you were doing. Professionals over here.
Welcome to the Dunkin' Donuts.
Sitting on his thumbs.
Patriots pregame social. I was getting my headphones hooked in. It's getting taken
care
of.
You don't need headphones to speak.
I got to be able to hear what I'm saying. I wouldn't be able to hear.
No, you don't.
Yeah, you know, I wouldn't be able to hear if it was of quality and if it sounded good.
What do you care?
We're trying to be professional.
I'll tell you what
here,
doesn't
Andy.
Sound good.
Look at that
just
boat out
dead
there.
Air.
That's a nice boat. Welcome to the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social, everybody. It is week number 4 in the NFL. Patriots are in Atlanta. That's where
just
they
so you know, you're
Falcons
lucky I'm
tonight.
Here.
Why am I lucky that you're here?
My inner circle told me not to show up.
Why?
I don't know. My mom was like, don't go. I'm not sure you're ready for week 4.
So you're just going to sit this one out?
Yep.
You can still leave if you want.
I can't. Fred would make me.
Okay.
And unlike Gronk, I fear my boss.
We're going to get to that. Patriots are in Atlanta. We are here in Foxborough coming to you live from our Subway Fresh broadcast studios. I'm Mark Bertrand. He's Andy Hart. We got Darren Hartwell here in his Gronk jersey today.
Oh, yeah.
Ready nonetheless,
to go.
He's
the
ready
nice,
to go.
The red throwback. The That's red, a good jersey right there.
It is. It's a nice throwback.
Tag sale.
What?
What?
The tag sale over at...
Did a dog piss on it or something?
Oh, it's just the back's a little worn, but it's fine.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. All right. So you bought that used.
No, it wasn't used. It
pre-owned.
Was just, it was, you know.
Yeah, pre-owned.
Was it a certified pre-owned?
It was. Oh, it's certified pre-owned.
Certified.
It may
okay.
not even be pre-owned. It may just washed. Be like, yeah, like it might have been a, you know, what do they call those? Seconds or ones that don't
hand-me-downs
quite work.
Yeah.
No, not hand-me-downs.
That would be if it was your brother's jersey and then he just gave it to you.
So we got Darren Harville on the Poll Center. He'll get you updated on the polls on the Patriots Facebook page throughout the show. Facebook.com/New England Patriots. Paul Perillo is going to be joining us in just a couple of minutes. He's taking care of his CBS radio duties
yes.
at this moment.
Doing his hub hit.
Doing his hub hit on the pregame show. So we'll be taking your correspondence throughout this program, whether it be through a tweet. Make sure you're using the hashtag PPGS.
If show you us your tweets.
Show us your tweets. And send pictures. Andy likes pictures.
Yes, we already got one from... shouldn't have said that. KB Yong? X-I-O-N-G? Thank you, KB Yong, for the tailgating picture.
Okay, very good. So if you're tailgating, whether you are maybe in Atlanta, and you're I mean, that would be commitment to us if you're in Atlanta listening right now. But if you're
not
in-
with the iPhone app. We can go everywhere very easily with the iPhone app.
That's true.
It's very... You tap on it, and we are listening live. Booyah.
And as I've said a number of times right here on this very program, the iPhone app actually works.
Which is
you know, a lot of iPhone apps you download and some of them are
we sure it still works?
If it works.
Yeah, I know, but everybody's upgraded to that the iOS.
I know
7
I have it.
I
have the brand new 7.
And
I have
it
the
works?
Brand new phone. It works great.
Okay, good.
So get on there. Get on the app and listen to us.
All right, let's get into it.
You want to send an email.
I want to argue about Gronk.
Webradio@patriots.com is where you send your email today. And give us a phone call, 855-PATS-500, 855-PATS-500. Rob Gronkowski did not make the trip. He did not go to Atlanta. He did not make the trip, and we found that out yesterday. And today, we have reports that Rob Gronkowski's father is influencing whether or not Rob Gronkowski plays and is maybe telling his son to err on the side of caution. We heard yesterday in a report from the Herald that there is a divide between Gronkowski and his people and the Patriots and their people and their medical people. So it sounds like there is a little bit of a I don't know, a little bit of an issue here, wouldn't you say, Andy? Something's going on between him and the team.
Yeah, it's strange. And the whole...
Darren, welcome to the show, buddy.
Stick it to the polls.
Watch yourself. It's going to hurt somebody, including yourself.
The inner circle thing and just the disconnect there is fascinating to me because it's not like, you know, this is the final year of his contract and maybe they're just going to, you know, turn the screws on him and then kick him to the curb. I mean, this is a guy that they expect to be the centerpiece of the offense for hopefully the next 5, 7, who knows how many years, depending on how his body holds up. So I find that part interesting, that there may be some belief from the, again, inner circle, and that's the father, the
his
agent,
posse,
the brothers, yeah, whoever.
The Gronk posse.
BB Jones, I don't know. I don't know who's in the inner circle.
I hope BB has some kind of influence there.
But for them to believe that maybe, you know, it's not in his best interests to be out there now, and yet the team is saying it is. And then the fact that there was an allusion to they're 3-0, so that's a factor, at least for the inner circle, that if they weren't 3-0, that it might be more valuable for him to be out there. And that is certainly not a mentality that Bill Belichick takes. I mean, he was asked about that actually this week, if being 3-0, you know, factored into the decisions with Gronk and Amendola. And I believe him when he says it doesn't. You know, when he thinks they should be out there, he's going to put them out there. And so I find this whole thing very, very interesting. And, you know, then you get the Mike Reese sort of follow-up reports that, to me, are littered with too much information. Like, he caught 17 passes on the practice field this week, so clearly they think he's ready. Well, what the hell does that mean? You know,
well,
like, did he get hit after every single one of those? Did he get absolutely laid out by a middle linebacker or a safety? No, he did not.
And there's a difference between practice and games. I mean,
correct.
That's obvious, okay? But on top of that, Andy, you just said something that you said, if Bill Belichick thinks that they're ready to go, he's going to put them out there. But part of that is Bill Belichick getting input from the medical people that examine these players, and they say yay or nay. And maybe that's where there's an issue as to how healthy or how ready is Rob Gronkowski, who talked this week, and I'm sure you heard it, talking about absorbing contact and getting ready to be in a real game situation.
And the same medical staff is in place that apparently told him he was ready to go last year when he then broke his arm again, you know, making that dive
and it,
out of bounds.
Again,
catch.
Was some contact, but it wasn't exactly a...
Right. It was just kind of, you know, going to the ground.
Really, I mean, hard hit. He
little
went
kids
to the
do
ground
it all over the country like
8
billion times a day.
Yes.
And so I just find it's a fascinating story, but the Reese angle certainly feels to me like somebody on the team told him, yeah, you need to know, get it out there that, you know, he caught 17 passes in practice this week. He's ready. What the hell does that mean?
Well, throw the Reese thing in
it's
there.
It's irrelevant.
Throw the Reese thing in there and then throw in the Ben Volen report on Friday, the tweet that if it was today, if the game was today, both Amendola and Gronkowski would play, but there's a lot of time between Friday and Sunday. What the hell does that mean?
I have no idea.
Yeah, well, there's about, you know, 50 hours between the or
none of which
involves
anybody hitting or doing anything that could get them hurt.
It just doesn't make any sense.
Other than driving. You know,
so
using that, you know, Tom Brady was ready to start on Friday, but if he gets hit by a bus, obviously he won't start on Sunday.
Right.
That was basically the logic of that tweet.
Yeah.
That was a terrible tweet. I mean, let's
play that out
for what it was.
But here's this, though. I mean, Andy, there's a quote in that tweet with someone who's a source who's saying that, and this is where you get into the media back and forth of this, but then you say, well, where is that coming from? Is that to me, screams it's coming from the Patriot side of things.
Sure, and if you were a cynic or a conspiracy theorist,
which I am,
you might think they're trying to put pressure on Gronkowski. Oh, well, it's already out there that you're going to play, so now you got to play. You know, Friday night, everybody thinks you're going to play, so maybe they think Gronk would say, okay, I'll play. You know, it's out there already, so I'll play. I just don't know. Again, I think it's fascinating. I'm not sure it's good fascinating. I think it might be bad fascinating for this football team and its best young star to not be on the same page here with what's going on. And then you get into the, well, what does Gronk actually feel? The inner circle doesn't want him to play. What does Gronk want to do? Does Gronk want to play? And his dad or agent are saying, whoa, 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 pump the brakes. You don't have to play. Or does Gronk not want to play because he is like, you know, last time they told me to play, I broke my arm again. And I don't know that we'll ever know specifically what Gronk wants to do. We just know he's not playing.
Well, part of this for me is that perception among players when it comes to the medical staff, whether it's right or wrong, if they have lost any sort of faith or they don't trust those doctors, and Gronkowski may be an example for not only him to not trust those doctors, but for other players to look and say, well, I wouldn't trust those guys. Not to mention, and I know this was a leverage point, I don't think that this is indicative of of a greater problem, although there might be a greater problem, was the Jonathan Finene
yep.
and the grievance that was filed against the medical staff. So when that happened, you know, that even if it's not real and even if it was a leverage point, if players hear that, they think, whoa, what's going on here? Should I always trust these guys? Maybe I should always get a second opinion. Talk to my own doctors, right. not just the team guy. And it becomes a problem if that perception is pervasive in that locker room that no matter what those guys say, whether it's completely sound medical advice, they're going to say, no, I'm going to wait. I don't feel ready yet.
Perception is reality in
exactly.
that area.
Exactly.
If you perceive the guy to be a hack, he may be the best doctor in the world, but you believe he's a hack, so he's a hack in your mind.
If there's no trust, it doesn't
right.
matter.
And we've seen it go down that road, actually, you know, with the doctor, Dr. Gill, with the Red Sox. And not quite to the degree that we've seen with Dr. Pappas previously with the Red Sox, but in this town, there's plenty of track record, certainly on the baseball side, of players losing faith in the medical staff and whether that medical staff is actually looking out for said player's best interests. But again, I get back to, doesn't everybody have the same best interest for Rob Gronkowski? Long-term, Rob Gronkowski on the field being good for you, being as productive as possible, as healthy as possible. So it doesn't even make sense to me that the team would want to risk anything.
Well, right? Maybe not, but maybe the team is getting ahead of themselves. Maybe they're just anxious and they lose sight of you need to make sure he's 100% healthy and you're not at any kind of risk. And the other part is, what if the medical advice isn't good? What if we talk about perception? What if it's not good and the team is relying on it? What if that happens?
Well, then you'd get into, does he have anything else to go on? Has he sought a second opinion? Does he have somebody from an agent, from a friend, from a father chiming in? And then you mentioned sort of mixed interests. Well, the Finene thing was from the NFLPA. They asked right. Dr. Gill, I believe, to be removed or stepped down, whatever the wording was. So that's an NFLPA general thing. Well, is Drew Rosenhaus involved with that in any way? Would he in any way benefit from the Patriots medical staff looking bad long term? Would all players benefit? You know, you get into these, I don't know, I'm big into the whole there's a lot more to the picture than we even usually realize sort of on the surface.
Tip of the iceberg.
Even theory. When we're cynics and try
sure.
to dig for something, well, then we go a foot below the water, but there's still 10 feet below that of the iceberg. So I don't know what to make, but Paul Perillo's here.
Paul,
hi guys.
Welcome to the program.
Now,
hey,
did
thanks.
Your inner circle tell you not to come today? Because mine did. I told Mark he was lucky I showed up. My mom, she didn't think I was ready.
Well, I'll tell you, my wife has been growing increasingly concerned about these late nights. So,
true.
Yes, I would say that my inner circle
see?
was
a lot of
advising.
Inner circles were advising people to stay away from
I'm getting tonight. A little older now, Beetle, and, you know, these 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock in the morning rides home against traffic. You know, I'm not as young as I used to be. It's a little dangerous.
It is dangerous. We don't want you to fall asleep at the wheel.
No.
Make sure you get
neither
some,
does anybody else that happens
make
to
sure you get a
me.
Cup of Dunkin' Donuts coffee before you make that drive. Paul, give us your thoughts
good
on this situation.
Good job putting the sponsor in there. I
that's
like the, it.
You see that, Andy? That's what we call being a professional.
America runs on Dunkin'.
Oh, I thought it was called being a professional when you were ready for the show to start and not fiddling with your headphone jack, and I had to start with...
Sir, that right there was a technical failure in this studio. I couldn't help that situation.
Andy's engineering expertise came in handy.
It sure did.
Why, what did you do?
Kevin told me to stick it in that hole, so I stuck it in that hole.
He found that hole, no problem.
Oh, boy.
But, Paul, give us your thoughts on this situation. We've been talking about it. Rob Gronkowski with his father, obviously having some kind of influence, and maybe there's a lack of trust between he and the medical staff, and it seems like the team may believe he's ready, and he doesn't.
Yeah, we just talked about this on the Sports Hub as well, and I do think this is something. This is something I think that is worth being concerned about because, and I don't even necessarily think it has to do with necessarily trust with the Gronkowski camp. If it's Gordy or whoever, or if it's Drew Rosenhaus, I don't know. I'm not even saying necessarily it's about mistrust with the medical staff, but clearly their goals are their guy. You know, and having Gronkowski be healthy, we had sort of heard a little bit back a couple of years ago. I don't know if Andy mentioned this, Beetle, but for the Super Bowl against the Giants when he had the ankle injury, there was some rumors going around, nothing substantiated, that Gronkowski was very concerned about playing in that game. And his camp, you know, this ankle injury that, by the way, did require surgery after the Super Bowl was over, and we saw how limited he was in that game. A lot of people sort of whispered that they weren't fully on board with him playing. So you wonder if this is something to keep an eye on. Maybe it ends up being not necessarily distrust with the medical staff, but the coaching staff and the brain trust that wants to get him back out there. you know, and again, we should stress, we don't know that any of this is true. They're all reports. I mean, if we went by all the reports during the course of the week,
he's playing.
He would have had seven catches for 119 yards and two touchdowns because they all said he was back, baby. Right?
Well, not only he was
not all
be
of
back.
Them. There were a bunch of different ones.
Well, and you know, unless I should reiterate the one disclaimer from Ben Volen was in case he got hit by a train on the way.
A lot of time between
Atlanta.
Friday
a lot of time between Friday at 5 o'clock and Sunday. Well, that was one of the sillier things, and we said it when it happened. You know what could happen between the trip and the game, you know, that would eliminate him from playing.
You know, you go out, you have a few beers, you body slam buddy on a bar, and all of a sudden.
No, but evidently that was between Friday afternoon and Saturday afternoon because he didn't make the trip.
A lot of things could happen. A lot of things. It's a lot of time.
That is another fascinating aspect of this story that is not really appropriate for the here and now pregame social, but the media coverage of this and the sources.
Well, that's
what
I was just saying. You know, this becomes a media story.
I mean, did you see Glenn Ordway chiming in with basically on Twitter telling Ben Volen you've learned your first lesson about where the sources are coming from?
And I saw that. That really escalated quickly.
And he said, just ask Michael Holly. So it was a lot of interior.
Oh, I didn't know those things.
Oh, yes.
Wow, that is vicious.
Yes, very
interesting. He said, I know you're new to these parts, but I think you just got introduced. The Patriots are generally very tight with their injury information.
Wow. I did not know any of that, but I was just talking about an immediate sense when you read that quote in the Ben Volen tweet, and I assume, oh, that's coming from the Patriots side of things, or the Mike Reese report that Andy had referenced.
Well, very much probably
that's
did.
That's coming from the Patriots side of things. And then you hear, you know, the reports on NFL.com about the dad, and you think, well, that's not coming from the team, is it? Or could
no,
it be?
No, I would think that one. Well, you know, it could be.
Could go either way on
who
that
knows?
One.
It's all ugly and dead.
As the great football philosopher Fred Kirsch once said, we just don't know.
But I'll tell you what.
He also says he'll be fine.
Just the amount of information that's out there on this, I take that as there's something going on. There's something to it.
Oh,
because
yeah.
There's too many people that have heard things where you say, okay, something actually is brewing. There is some kind of butting of the heads here because there's just too much being said.
Now, is this mounting evidence?
I think this would qualify
I see what you did
as
there.
Hashtag mounting evidence. I would also say that while we're on this topic, that Josh Freeman being inactive today and telling ESPN that he wants to be traded from Tampa Bay, that would also be indicative of mounting evidence of a Tampa
By
Bay Buccaneers
way,
team falling apart.
I have to give Beadle a little bit of credit here. The quote used last week by our guest, was it Rick Stroud?
Roy Cummings.
Yeah. Okay, Roy Cummings.
Look at Paul knowing two beat writers from Tampa.
Because I think we had them both on at some point this year.
Right?
Rick was in the preseason, I believe.
He said, there's no way that Freeman's getting replaced. He could throw five interceptions today and not get replaced. Well, clearly, he didn't get replaced in that game, but that statement wasn't true.
Correct.
But it's because he got the hook the very next week.
Correct.
So, clearly, he was on thin ice.
So, why don't you call your guy Shiano and update the story there, Roy?
Mike Shiano, as ESPN called him during the week. Remember? ESPN check.
So,
let's get them all out there.
That's just my personal gripe with our guest
last week.
I don't think he'll be joining us again now after we just, you know, I rip on him after he joins the program. But on Gronk, we've talked
about...
4 years
until we play Tampa again.
No one's listening.
We've talked about the issues between the team and possibly him. But here's this question. Should he be out there? Because if this is what's going on, I feel like he shouldn't be out there.
Well, he caught 17 passes in practice, so I mean that proves he should be out there, right?
This one really crawled up, Andy.
It's so ridiculous. I don't want to rip these, especially Mike. I love Mike, but if I'm Ben Volen and a source comes to me,
yeah,
and
we don't
says,
like checkmarking Mike. We like him.
No, but let's just discuss this openly. If a source tells me, as of now he'll play, but there's a lot that could happen, a lot of time between now and Sunday, I have to say to said source, what the bleep are you talking about?
Right.
We're done practicing for the week. Bill Belichick likes to often say the hay is in the barn. So how is the hay going to get wet? How is it going to catch on fire? It's in the freaking barn.
Someone comes in and lights a match.
So don't you have to ask that question? My bad. Got my phone ringing.
Yeah.
Don't you have to ask that question to said source? How can I just run with a report that is this ridiculous? Can you somehow tighten this up just a smidgen? And then when Mike Reese comes and somebody tells him, source said he caught 17 passes on the field. What the bleep does that matter? It's a practice field.
Did he get hit after any of those catches?
Did a safety lay him out after all those catches? Did a middle linebacker stick him? Did he get tackled?
Did a safety – maybe that's what happened to Marquise Cole. Maybe he lit him up after one of those catches, and that's why he got released.
Maybe. But
no,
I just –
seriously,
like,
I mean, he wasn't getting hit at practice. Can we all
I know there's
that?
Limited information right, on this beat, and if you get a source that gives you information, your inclination is to report it and run with it. But don't you have to say, hey, source, can you give me a little more? Can you clarify this so I don't look like a complete and total a-hole?
Yeah, you've got to know when your source is full of crap.
Right.
What you got to be able to do.
So that bothers me a little bit on this, but to me, the bigger issue and the paring it all down, I know I'm getting a little worked up, I'm starting to sweat a little, is that, you know, this isn't good for their chances of winning. The two offensive weapons that as of Friday we're going to play, I was thinking, oh, I might have to reconsider what I was thinking for this game. If they have Amendola and Gronk on the field with Edelman, maybe get a little Dobson, okay, we can win a shootout. We can go score some points on the road in tough place.
You know, aside,
now you don't. So
aside
now you got
from
rookies
the,
who are going to poop themselves.
The media reports and that element of it, the sort of, you know, salacious element of it. Do you look at it, the fact that they didn't make the trip, making it they're further away than we thought? Like it wasn't even a game time decision?
I don't want to quote Fred Kirsch twice in 15 minutes, but I just don't know. I have no idea. If we read these reports right, if there is any accuracy to these reports from Adam Schefter, by the way, who's...
Adam Schefter flat out said they were out.
Pretty... No.
Pretty early,
also
right?
is on the... There's a divide as to what's going on.
Okay.
Doesn't that mean Bill Belichick doesn't know when he's playing? Doesn't that mean if the divide is accurate, then Bill Belichick and the team thinks he should be out there, so he doesn't know when he's playing.
Well,
so next time I'm on Uno Sports tonight and Gary Tangway says, Andy is Gronk.
Yeah,
it's a perfect
Gronk going to play, I'm going to say, I don't know, Bill doesn't know, so how should I know? The only one who knows
and here's
is
the
Gronk
question.
In the circle.
If Gronk says to the team, I'm not playing, and he says that on Friday, what's the team going to do?
Nothing.
They can't make a play.
No.
It's a perfectly acceptable answer, though, to say, I have no idea.
Correct, because Bill Belichick has no idea.
So that would make sense.
And by the way,
well, Gronk's telling us on Friday this week, he's not playing Sunday. Fine, we're going to leave him home because he's not playing.
And
that means the coaching staff is now saying, well, we don't know when this guy's going to play.
And it's not like you can pursue it. Because, I mean, Terry Glenn, I'm not going to play. I got
a bad hamstring. You're not going down that
path. You file a grievance.
Right.
No, this is a guy you want. Terry Glenn was a whack job who you were ready to cut ties with. This is a guy, as I said earlier, should be the centerpiece of your offense for the next 5 years. So you can't go down this grievance road. I mean, you have to walk softly here if you're the team.
And not only that, I mean, if it is a few more weeks, Andy, I don't think this is going to be week 10 or 11, right? We're still talking about weeks 5, 6, 7, 8, somewhere
well,
in that range,
that's part
right?
of it that I found interesting too, Beadle, because they're saying now, one of the reports anyway, I forget all the origin, but week 6 is more likely now. So he was supposed to play this week, in quotes, supposed to play.
How did we skip a week?
And and now he won't even play next week? He's not going to go to Cincinnati? I don't know. Is it, you know, does the back have anything? Maybe they don't want him to travel yet?
I don't know. We heard it wasn't the back. It was the forearm.
Yeah, it was the back.
According
leg,
to the crap
back
sheet.
Of the leg.
Chick. But I still don't really. Now I wonder if it's just about with Belichick that we used a roster spot on you. I mean, if you were going to jerk us around in August, we'll put you on PUP. I wonder if there's some sort of animosity because they've wasted a roster spot and now he's going to be into week 6.
Does this make that a bad decision?
I don't know. No, I'm assuming you make that decision because your doctor says, oh, he's going to be ready in 3 weeks, 2 weeks. He'll be ready. And I think that stays true, right? If all of this that we're hearing is true, the doctors and the Patriots believe he's ready. So if I'm Dr. Gill, I told you he'd be ready in week 3 or 4. He's ready in week 3 or 4. Not my fault he doesn't want to play. So I don't think it was a bad decision unless the Gronkowski inner circle told you in August, listen, we're not playing until week 6. So you do whatever you need to do, but we ain't playing. And it doesn't feel like they said that, right?
It doesn't feel that way.
So I think there could be some animosity or whatever you want to call it from the Patriots and Belichick if they went with their doctors. And yet Gronkowski is now telling them we're not going to be ready. And now they're saying, well, we could have kept frickin' Daniel Fells, Andy Hart's favorite tight end.
Yeah, and I don't think it was a bad decision anyway, Beadle, to answer
the original
question.
I don't think so either.
First of all, even if he could play in just week 6, I think he's that kind of player that, to me, is worth it. I don't necessarily buy it as much. I've heard a lot of fans have sort of, you know, my Twitter was blowing up over the weekend, Beadle. A lot of people were
at PFW. Paul.
A lot of that's a Fred Kirschism, by the way. My Twitter
is 1,300.
My Twitter's not blowing up. I don't tweet. So anyway,
What do you mean you don't tweet? You just tweeted.
I just retweeted Michael.
That's tweeting. That counts as a tweet. Your little tweet clicker went up one.
Well, if you discounted the retweets, I would really not tweet at all. Anyway, a lot of Patriots fans were saying it was a good move anyway because if he was on PUP, he wouldn't have been practicing all this time. So it's worth it.
Wouldn't have had those 17 catches.
You don't buy into that.
I pumped the brakes on that. Yeah, it's good that he practiced, and he's probably closer to being ready to being himself because he's practiced. But to me, that's not a reason to take up a roster spot if he's not ready to play in games. That's a roster spot, and I've been led to believe by these coaches over the years that those are important. So I would not use a roster spot just so the guy can practice and be, you know, closer to 100% when he comes back.
I'll be honest. At that point in time, when they have to make that decision prior to the start of the year, how could they know for sure? Sometimes you have injuries that are in that range, which this one was, that 4 to 6 week range, that there's a chance you may not get him back within the 6 weeks. But if he's an important enough player that there's a chance you could get him back in 4, 5, 6, I say you do it.
Yeah, like
you
like
keep him on the roster.
Oh, he's that important.
How I feel about him.
He's as important of a player that you would say we're not going to put him on PUP because even if there's a week or two we get him back, and even if we don't get him back at all. But there was a chance.
He was worth it. I agree.
There's a guy, and there's not that many guys that are worth it, but for him and his role on this team, right.
He's a difference maker.
Worth it.
He's a 7-point difference. Literally, when he plays. For this team over the last 2 years, he scores 7 points every time he steps on the field. The other aspect I would throw in that could to perturb Bill maybe a little bit would be the whole – there was I'm kind of like Paul. I don't recall exactly which report had it, but there was allusion to 3-0 was factoring into this from the inner circle people. Well, you're 3-0. We have the ability to be cautious here and go a couple extra weeks.
I really don't like that.
And I don't think Bill would.
No.
Bill would say, you're either healthy or you're not. You either want to play or you don't. What does 3-0 have to do with it? So I could see that rubbing him the wrong way and, you know, not being something he would really like.
Well, I wouldn't want that to factor into the decision like you guys are saying. But in the big picture, for our purposes, if you look at it, you say, well, they are 3-0. So if they do have to go a few more extra weeks without this guy.
No, it's okay.
They can probably handle that stretch.
No, it's not a disaster because they're 3-0. Like if they were 1-2 like Atlanta is and now he's, you know, still not quite able to play. Well, you know, I'm at dire straits here. That I get from the big picture from the fans, but I agree with Andy. For Bill Belichick, you know, you're either healthy or you're not.
Yeah.
You know, our record shouldn't have anything to do with it. Now, listen, if it was a meaningless game in week 17, yeah, sure, you don't rush him back. You wait for the playoffs. That's different. But there's a lot of football left to be played.
And just look at, I mean, a guy like Brady.
And ironically, they rushed him back in week 17 last year.
A guy like Brady, who over the years has played through a lot of injuries. I mean, I'm sure there are times where he could have said, well, yeah, Bill, we're 6-1. I'm just going to sit this one out because you give a couple extra weeks. I mean, Brady's probably got a nice inner circle that has some opinions, but he suits up every week.
I can vouch for the fact that Brady has an inner circle that has opinions.
And he's certainly got an inner circle that's a lot more powerful than Gronk's,
yes,
right?
Yes, it is.
His daddy, his wife.
I was going to say, Tom Brady's got a dad, too.
He cannot throw the ball and catch it,
too. He's got a wife that, you know, brings fear into most people she encompasses in a business sense. So
yes.
I just
sings a hell of a song, though. I don't know if you guys have caught that.
Oh, I haven't.
Yeah. Oh, you haven't?
She's been singing?
Yeah, oh, good. We'll get on that. We'll bring that to you before the end of this program.
How long's this segment going?
Singing?
Guaranteed.
Well, Paul, I don't know if you know. We got a hot topic here.
We got a hot topic, Paul, and we're working our way through it. If you want to get involved, use the hashtag PPGS on Twitter.
Have we mentioned the game once?
Web radio at Patriot. We're getting there. We're working our way up to it.
Keys to the game?
Web radio at patriots.com. Call in at 855-PATS-500, 855-PATS-500. I see a lining up. We do want to get to some of these calls, and we're going to do that right now with Jeff in Vegas. Hi, Jeff.
Hefe. Hey, guys. How are you?
What's going on?
Great.
Yeah, it's kind of too bad as far as a playing standpoint. You can see how Heath Miller being back for the Steelers really opens up the middle for them. He would obviously help greatly having Gronk in there.
Huge on everybody, on the scoreboard and on all those rookies who I think are bear watching in a primetime road dome environment tonight.
Yeah, and speaking of which, Andy, I'm hoping this is one of those games where they can sort of weather the storm early, you know, settle into a game, take that initial punch from the crowd, and then have it just become a football game, is what I'm hoping.
Yeah, I would hope for that, too, because I do think that crowd early is going to be fired up because this is a little desperation, I think, for the hometown team in tonight's game.
Yeah, another ray of hope might be Mike Smith as a game day coach. Doesn't seem quite up to par. Paul Perillo, I think you sort of disagree with that.
Oh, God, no. I'm wholeheartedly with you.
Paul hates Mike Smith.
If this, let's just put it this way. if the Falcons have a one score lead, or you know, and they have the ball at the end of the game, do not turn your TVs off, folks. Do not turn your TVs off. There will be three runs into the middle of the line, hoping that the clock runs out, and then when the Patriots get the ball, there'll be a lot of two deep, three man pass rush. And do not put the game off. Do not shut this game off if the Patriots do not have the ball down the stretch. Mike Smith will make sure that the Patriots get a chance.
That said, he's done the job. They have
that,
some.
That said, he's a good coach. I just think he's too conservative.
Yeah. I mean, I think they're like what 22 and three
after a loss,
including 14 in a row they've won following up a loss. Yeah. They're
at home. A lot of Patriots like numbers across the board for Atlanta in the NFC. The one glaring difference is the postseason failures. The
don't
Patriots,
mean a thing if you ain't got a ring.
The Patriots have been able to do a lot more in the postseason, even during this stretch where they haven't won Super Bowls.
Jeff, what do we got going on in Vegas today?
Yeah, there's been some dramatic line movement for this one, guys. Opened Atlanta -1.5. Now with this Gronk Amendola news, all the way to Atlanta -3. The total, 49. Your picks, guys, quickly.
I am going to take the Falcons, and I am going to take the over.
I am going to echo Andy's pick.
Same here, Falcons and over.
Ooh, it's unanimous.
Okay, well, that's going to bring us to the Jeff and Vegas Smart Money Play of the Week.
Yeah. Heavens to Betsy!
Well, guys, I'll tell you this. I feel very strongly about this. If the Patriots trot out their anemic 3-and-out offense, and we've got silent snap counts with the likes of Dobson and Tompkins with that crowd. No thanks at all on that. Okay, we have non-hearing things about Arrington talking to the trainers.
Yeah.
We've got Asante Samuel lurking there. And this, incidentally, is the type of game that Matty Ice does sort of play like Matty Ice. He can't handle this regular season pressure, in my opinion.
So what do you got? What do you got?
We're going to bet the house. I have a very large play on... Unfortunately, on Atlanta. Now, I got -1.5 early in the week. I'm going to stick with it. Now, as a Patriots fan, of course I'm hoping to be wrong. I'm hoping to lose a boatload of money and have the Patriots surprise everyone. But I'm going real big on Atlanta, -1.5, and a small, small play on under 50, which I got a little bit earlier. Sorry to say, lock it in.
All right, Jeff.
A lot of negativity.
Make sure you buy lunch on Tuesday if the Falcons win.
Quick update. Giselle just tweeted, por do sol no guabla tao feliz por poder rever y miña familia bonitel.
How come you don't say that with your accent?
Okay.
Oh, I don't speak Brazilian.
Brazilian.
Isn't that more of a Portuguese dialect?
Brazilian. You know I don't speak Spanish. In English,
please. Brazilian. What a maroon.
It's funny because she usually tweets twice, once in English, and I haven't seen... I don't think she's at the game. That looks like that's Brazil. She tweeted out a photo.
We're offending lots of people right now.
Okay, let's get back to the phone calls.
We're not doing anything. You're doing it.
I'll tell you what. On all this, I'm gonna help you out here, Andy. We're going to take a quick timeout. 855-PATS-500 is the phone number. We're going to get right back to those phone calls. Keep emailing us, webradio@patriots.com. On your tweets, hashtag PPGS. It's the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social.
You're listening to the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social with Mark Bertrand, Paul Perillo, and Andy Hart, only on the Patriots Facebook page.
The word off-season doesn't exist in the NFL. Maybe for hot dog vendors and groundskeepers, but not for teams or players or fans. When the goal every year is winning it all, the road begins to be paved in February. Because there are holes that need to be filled, weights that need to be lifted, and next levels that need to be reached. Keep up with your favorite team with coverage of NFL Network 24/7 on NFL Mobile. Always having your passions with you? That's powerful. Call *NFL to download NFL Mobile from Verizon. Airtime and messaging rates may apply. Coverage not available everywhere. Available on select smartphones. Don't call or text while driving.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team. From Foxborough all the way to Miami, Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets. With free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or across the street from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place, Ace Ticket is Boston's own ticket agency. We've been serving our customers for over 30 years. Ace always has the best seats at the lowest prices. Whether it's sports, concert, or theater tickets, Ace makes it easy to get the tickets you want and the service you deserve. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS and get the lowest prices prices on the best tickets for all Boston sports teams. And with our free loyalty program, you get 5% back on all orders. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. Ace Ticket. Sit your ace down. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
1-800-MY-SEATS. Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epochere. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop. Dine. Enjoy.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time, 2% cash back on groceries, and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
You know that celebration dance? The I just got a heck of a deal on awesome entertainment, so let's dance dance? You probably haven't done it in a while, so here's a reason to. Now until September 3rd, when you sign up for 100% fiber optic Verizon Fios, you can take your entertainment to the next level with America's fastest, most reliable internet. Switch to a Fios triple play online for just $79.99 a month for 12 months and get your choice of a $300 Amazon.com gift card or a $300 Visa prepaid card with a 2-year agreement. Plus, get a high-speed wireless router at no additional charge. You won't get that with cable. And that's an entertainment deal worth dancing about. So hurry. This great summer deal ends September 3rd. Visit gottogetfios.com and upgrade today. Technology that makes life more entertaining. That's powerful. Price is $89.99 a month for months 13 to 24. Rate may increase after 2 years. Verizon Visa prepaid card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC. Amazon.com is not a sponsor of this promotion. Restrictions apply. Fios available in select areas. Offer for new customers subscribing to a triple play bundle online with a 2-year agreement and ends 9/3/13. Taxes, fees, RSN fee, and other terms apply. Visit Verizon.com/Amazon for details.
Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected.
This is Brandon Bolden of New England Patriots. Now you're ready for every game with Andy Hart and Paul Perello on the Patriots Pregame Social.
Is that a new sounder?
Hey, Brandon, why don't you throw my name in there, too? You know, what? Am I no good? Am I second-class citizen?
Well, this is kind of our show, just so you know.
Lower deck.
We kind of rotate. He was like Mark Bertrand. Who the heck's that?
We kind of rotate through hosts every year. So I wouldn't get too comfortable.
You guys will fire me like you fired Jones.
If we put the host in and then you leave, then we can't use it anymore.
But if we make just it stick with us, Fred knows we're never ever going anywhere. So
well, I just gotta,
God knows I've tried to get a job at your station. I can't get it.
I know. No, I'll tell you what. I may be gone. You never know. Who knows? But Brandon Bolden, I mean, he's not going to really last. Come on. Come on now.
That's very negative.
It is very negative.
He did have a very good game last
week. He did have a nice game last week.
And all this negativity that's in this town sucks.
People like you.
All right. You know what we're going to do here is remind you of the phone numbers, 855-PATS-500. We're going to get to those calls, get a lot of you waiting. We're going to do that. Andy's got the toll-free numbers. Give us the Australian toll-free number because we have a lot of fans in Australia.
We do. And some of them have already sent in photos, and they are. It's already tomorrow there. It's already Monday morning. They're going to have to watch this game at work.
So
and
it
sneak
really
it.
Is the
so
top of the morning.
So this probably helps them.
You can say
right?
it.
A Sunday night game here, which we all complain about, say, oh, I've got to wait till Sunday night, got to stay up late. Well, over there, it's...
They still have to work.
But it's daytime. It's not middle of the night.
But they
no,
have to
early
work.
Early morning.
They have to work. Not everybody works sports radio and goes into work at 2 in the afternoon like you do.
They can also use a vacation day.
Oh, now we're using vacation days.
For
anyway,
football games.
If you're in Australia, 1-800-429-286 if you want to join the fun or idiocy, whatever you refer to it as.
Keep your emails coming, webradio@patriots.com. We do want to get to the poll center with Darren Hartwell. He is wearing a throwback Rob Gronkowski jersey today, and we want to hear what the polls are. So, Darren, what do we got?
All right, the poll question tonight, featuring the running game, who will lead the Patriots in rushing tonight?
I'm going to go with Stephen Ridley.
I don't have my options.
The running backs.
Thank you.
Ridley, Bunt, or Bolden?
I'm going Ridley.
Bolden.
I'm going to go Ridley as well.
I think this is a game where you're going to get your lead back, you're going to get him early, and you're going to look to establish the run against an undersized front and let that offensive line pound it a little bit. I'm looking Ridley.
Bolden.
Ridley's at 47%. Bolden's making a late surge in the poll center, though.
You just
though.
Said Bolden won't be here for long, and now you're all in on Bolden. Oh,
plus
you know what?
Plus you yelled at me for keeping Bolden on the roster back in the preseason.
I did?
Yes, if I recall.
You did. You were on my side of the street.
I don't remember. I'm taking Bolden.
Not a whole lot of love for Blunt. He's got 18.
That's understandable.
Yeah, no, understandable.
We might see him again in the fourth quarter. Give him a closer. The clock
Blunt. He was the leader last week, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
14 carries, although.
We're not playing Tampa this week, so he won't close the game out.
Well, and plus, he got all his yards on that last drive.
We don't have an agenda this week with Blunt, so he's going to be put in the back burner.
I'll tell you who has an agenda. Paul Perillo.
You can answer the polls at facebook.com/New England Patriots.
Trade a kick returner.
Now, hold on.
So let's put our 280-pound running back back to return
kicks. One of Paul's theories is that LeGarrette Blunt is on kickoffs because it was Jeff Demps that got traded for LeGarrette Blunt. Is that correct, Paul? You've said that a couple of times?
Touchdown, Wes Welker, number 6 on the season.
Wow, look at the agenda.
I screwed up. I had him penciled in to break the NFL receptions record this year at 145 or whatever it is. Apparently, he's going after Randy Moss's touchdown because he's now on pace for like what 22?
Yeah. Now, this is one of those, Paul. I'm not being entirely serious, but I'm just saying, I'm saying. Kind of
disclaimer. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, they traded Jeff Demps for LeGarrette Blunt, so you know he was supposed to be this like dynamic all around kick returner, and he didn't want to play for us, so we traded him. And we're gonna put a guy who was, let's face it, ill equipped to return kicks in Blunt. Blunt has some skills that he can help a football team with. Getting out in the open space and being a skill guy is not one of them. But we're gonna do it anyway because we traded the kick returner to get him. I'm not saying, I'm just saying.
Okay. And using that theory,
all right.
I expounded upon that theory and said, tonight, watch for Zach Sudfeld. If Bill's like, screw you, Gronkowski, I'll just use this other tight end.
Andy comes in and he goes, I had a Paul-like epiphany on the way in.
Telling you, Zach Sudfeld, two scores
Andy,
in the red zone.
It's
Gronk,
a good one.
Just stay home until you're perfect, J.D. Drew Jr.
That's how you do it. That's how you see all these things that Bill does, and you always think, oh, he only does what's in the best interest of the football team. Yeah, keep telling yourself that.
Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to KB in Atlanta. Hi, KB.
Hey, what's up, guys? This is KB from Atlanta. I'm tailgating at the Yellow parking lot right now, and we're right here with a whole bunch of Patriots fans and Falcons fans, and they just want to say something to Andy. Here we go.
Translation, please.
Translation?
What did they say?
They said hi, Andy.
Oh,
hey, did I hear some ladies
I heard,
in there?
I heard some female voices, hold on, but I don't speak Southern.
Hold on.
Hey, ladies. How's it going?
So you're going with ladies with that, huh?
How you doing?
My question is, in order for the Patriots to win this game, who has to step up the most? Who has to be the difference maker for the Patriots?
I am going with Chandler Jones. I think he needs to get some pressure off the edge. He's either going against a banged-up left tackle in Sam Baker or a backup in Lamar Holmes, who usually plays the right side. Chandler Jones has been hot the last couple weeks, explosive. He needs to make life tough for Matt Ryan tonight. Chandler Jones is in the spotlight.
It's a good pick.
I'm angry because I was going to say that.
It's a good pick.
It's also kind of an obvious one. It's not like you had one like you were hiding out.
There goes my pick.
Is he gone? Hello?
There goes my pick.
Wait, where's my lady?
He's gone. He's not there anymore.
Give me a chance to say bye to my ladies.
He's not there anymore.
Hey, ladies in Atlanta, send some photos. I want
to
see
interrupt you with
exactly
your
what I got going on down there. If anything ever happens with my wife, maybe I need to...
Down where, exactly?
Atlanta.
Oh, I want what I have going on down there?
No.
Send photos, as Andy would like to say. Send Andy some photos at
webradio@patriots.com.
Send us your tweets.
We want to see your tweets. Hashtag PPGS. We'll get it up on the Facebook page. In the yellow lot, I believe they said down there.
We might get it up on the Facebook page, depending on what you send in. Webradio@patriots.com. Let's go to another Atlanta caller. Dwight's in Atlanta as well. Hi, Dwight.
Hi, guys. How are you?
What's up? You in the parking lot? What color?
Yeah, no. I'm in the central, quad at one of the Georgia Dome. Just walking around.
Oh, cool. You see a lot of Patriots jerseys?
Andy and I walked around that one day.
Whoever said that, be quiet. It's a lot of Patriots fans. Actually, it is shocking of how many of us are actually here.
Nice. So we'll get a little home cheer for the Patriots tonight if they can put some good plays together in there.
Yes, yes, yes. I expect a close game, 27-24, Pat.
Oh, you're a homer. But I like it. I like it.
Yes, yes. Nice talking to y'all. I will probably call the post game after we win. And I'm seeing a few Cincinnati fans here. And, yeah, we'll just leave it at that.
Yeah, tell them to play a good game when they're supposed to just once. All right, see you, man.
See you,
Dwight.
Okay.
It's happening.
See you later, Dwight.
Pats fans.
What
are just
generally
happening
happens on night games, Andy? I don't know if you have gotten this dynamic, but the drinking tends to start a little bit early.
Well, they are encouraged
get
to
lubed
that.
Up.
They need to stay hydrated.
Hydrated. Get good.
That's
and
what
lubed
we call
up.
It, Mark. Now that you work here, we call it
hydrated. Well, it's water.
Yes. Yeah. Well,
you
yeah.
say drinking.
Maybe I just drink to get drunk.
So it's staying hydrated.
The,
but that's
what
pretty
are you
cool.
guys up to now?
Back-to-back calls from the Georgia Dome parking
what
lot.
The
it's
hell
pretty
are
good.
You guys up to now?
What are you now? Just a hypothetical. Yeah. You know, we're talking about sort of a big game for them in Atlanta.
Yes, I think it's a more important game for Atlanta.
Oh, far more important. Yes. You can't go down 1-3 with the possibility that the Saints are going to be 4-0 if they beat the Dolphins and Matt Ryan. There is already some question about their, you know, long-term status, Mike Smith, Matt Ryan, getting over the hump, becoming who they should be. Any chance that a crowd could turn on them? Do they have it in them? I don't even really know what Atlanta is.
They
it's
don't.
Yeah,
it's
a bad sport.
It's a terrible sports
but
time.
Could
they
turn
have a
on
great
them?
Crowd.
Could they turn on them?
I don't think they would care.
But any dome crowd is good. If you give them a Julio Jones 50-yard touchdown, the place is going to be loud and electric.
They'll get loud.
But what if you give them, you know, 14-0 Patriots? Will they turn on them or just be quiet?
I think that it could get bad. I think it could get ugly.
Maybe
on
I'll save it for a guest. Do we have a guest?
There's no guest on this program today.
We have no guest today. I know we were efforting that, and we didn't have
words
one. We didn't
out.
Get it, huh?
Roy Cummings told
him. Yeah, Roy Cummings phoned
bad mouth you later.
Roy Cummings
listen,
phoned his
they're gonna bring
NFC.
Up, they're going to bring up things like, you know, a rift between the quarterback and the coach, you know, a week before that the coach yanks the quarterback.
And 2 weeks before he's traded.
I called it mounting evidence, and I was shouted down. And look where you are now, Roy.
I don't think he was shouted anywhere. I think Roy stayed, very much under control.
He did kind of slap
much
me
like
around.
Much like me
there.
And
did
Andy
not,
with
Andy?
Commissioner Goodell, we disagreed with his premise.
Oh, we got some...
what do you got?
Enemies infiltrating the ladies in the yellow lot crowd. Oh. There's a girl in a, I think, Julio Jones jersey.
But the yellow lot is checking in.
You got some photos?
As we promised you a few minutes ago, you guys have not heard this yet. We've been talking about inner circles. Been talking about Gronk's
inner
circle.
Oh, that was KB Young that sent that in. The guy from earlier.
Oh, okay.
KBIXIONG. Remember I couldn't say his name earlier?
No, was I on the other
station? Yeah,
you were. Was I on the other station at that time?
As we mentioned a few minutes ago, Giselle now singing a song in an ad. And you have not heard this yet, but she would be a part of Tom Brady's.
Oh, I need this too.
I got
to work on my accent for when I say, "My husband cannot get the ball."
Right. Boy, so, this will help you.
To be with you all of the time, all day, and all of the night. Boy, I want to be with you all of the time. You and me last.
What do you think? That's going to be stuck in your head all night now, Andy.
I didn't mind it. I was kind of getting it. Now, is she talking about Brady? What is it about?
I hope
so. Is it a video commercial?
I hope so. It is a video commercial. There is video to that. It's not a radio commercial.
Okay. And it's for what product?
H&M.
It's a beauty supply company. It's like an H&M store, I think it's called.
It's not terrible.
Yeah, it's a clothing store.
It's not good.
Yeah, they sell all sorts of women's stuff.
The poor kinks.
It's her lady second things. Language.
Hey, well, you can only have...
I'm
like,
with Paul, the poor
You
kinks.
Can only have like melody in your native language?
I don't know what that means.
Like...
It's actually funny.
Off tune.
Some people can't.
A little pitchy, dog.
They can't.
Yeah, you know, dog. You know.
See, I don't know anything about pitch and key.
I don't
melody.
Either, but I know what doesn't sound right to me. You know
that
what I mean?
Didn't sound right to you.
Yeah, it didn't sound right.
But now
to
you've
me.
Heard it. Now you've heard it.
I liked it.
Now you can say you've heard it.
Some people can't speak a language, but they can sing in it. They
oh,
just,
absolutely.
Yeah.
How many times have you heard like you know?
Well, Shakira's
British,
good. Yeah.
British rock groups. You can't even tell when they sing.
Yeah, that they're even British.
Yeah, Adele is like that.
Yeah.
House
you can't
is like
tell
that.
When she
this was
yeah.
this was bad.
Very well
we're,
done.
We're getting ready.
Very well
That's
done.
Great. We're getting ready for Patriots
this
Falcons.
This is a big game. What are we doing?
It's Dunkin' Donuts.
I blame the host.
Patriots.
I am who I am. The host's job is to keep me controlled and reeled in. Not my problem.
That, wow. Listen, we
wanna
as you'd like to say, the hay's in the barn.
We want to go back to the phones and talk
the
about
hay
the
is
football
on fire.
Game. Let's talk about the football game. Yeah, Joe Kim is calling us all the way from Sweden. Joe Kim.
Flergen.
I think that's going to be a problem. Put him on hold. See if we can get him back.
Jeff in Vegas agrees with me. Giselle sounded better than what I thought she would. I agree.
Okay. I don't know what you were thinking you were going to hear then.
Let's go to go back to Joe Kim. Hello.
Flergen.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, hey, Flergen.
There's something wrong with my phone. It's on speaker now, but...
Oh, Swedish. Work. That might
oh,
be what's Flergen. Going on.
Did you get it at IKEA?
Yeah. Why don't you go back home to your street malls and drink your Zimas and Smirnoff ices? Ooh, yeah!
Did you drop a meatball on it?
Okay.
All right.
All right, let's talk football. What do you got tonight?
What do you got?
Okay, I'm just going to go through this. Okay, what is Gordy the boss over the inner circle, or what's going on?
Is who what in a circle?
Gordy.
Oh,
Trump's
yes.
Dad.
Gordy, what about him? I think he's the inner circle. I agree with
well,
you.
Well, you don't think Drew Rosenhaus could also have a voice in
I
this?
I think he's the voice of it, but I think the direction is coming from Gordy. That's just my opinion. I don't have anything to go on. I'm not, you know how you say, like, we just don't know? I agree with Joachim on this one. I think that I think Gordy's driving the bus on this, and maybe
but
Drew is doing his
for what
talking
reason?
Part. I think he's very protective.
No, but is this a Papa protective injury, or is there financial
protection? Anything's there's
protection?
Ulterior motives.
No, well, I don't necessarily think it's ulterior. I mean, is there a financial aspect to this? You're talking about a guy who missed his final season of college because he had a back injury. He has had two injuries in a short pro career. Now, the back comes up again. I mean, long term, he signed an extension that is not a... It can be kind of chopped off, that extension he signed. So, financially speaking... There's questions here, right? For him? You know, he's the greatest tight end in NFL history over a short stretch. I think they want him to make sure he has money when it's all said and done and he doesn't just kind of fizzle out.
That's what I think it's about.
I'm just wondering over the whole process. I mean, do they tell Gronk, like, okay, Gronk, tell Bill that you can't play? I mean, what's going on?
See, I agree with you. I find that fascinating how exactly this...
How it gets...
You know, does
portrayed.
Rosenhaus call Casario who tells Bill? Are there emails? Does Rosenhaus
does Rob
call Bill?
Just say to the medical staff, it just doesn't feel right because they're telling him, you're not ready yet.
Right. But then
I don't know.
It is... You're right. You're right, Joaquin. It's fascinating how...
Nice pronunciation.
What is it? Joaquin?
Joaquin. Like Noah.
It's a soft, it's,
he told
it's
us
a soft
like Noah.
J. It's a soft J.
So Joaquin.
Joachim Noah, okay, you got it.
It's like Joachim. Noah. That's what he told us a couple of
weeks
ago.
Oh, Joachim.
I'm just going to call you Noah from now on.
Now he's Italian. Call
me Joe. Call me Joe.
That's a good
to
be called.
Like Joe. But then that's a hard
Joe.
Joe.
We'll call you Joe from now on.
Hello, yo.
Yeah, call me Joe.
All
call
right,
Joe.
Thanks for the call.
Bye.
Good take, though. I think there's some
Gordy in the inner circle.
I think the Gordy driving the bus in the inner circle is a good take.
Carl's in Montreal. What another
his mom thinks.
Another international caller. Hi,
we
Carl.
I don't hear a lot from his mom.
Hey guys, for us to win tonight,
I'm a Patriots fan, diehard.
I was going to ask you who was.
We got to win the turnover battle by at least two, because you know what? The defense looks better. I love Tom Kelly in there next to Big V, but I'm not convinced yet with a passing attack that you know we can. And if you look at the last few games, I mean, how many missed passes by the opposing quarterbacks, dropped balls where they were open? You know, if that was Peyton Manning or Drew Brees, those were touchdowns.
Yep, or maybe Matt Ryan and Julio Jones.
I agree with
exactly.
you. Exactly. That's a concern. Yeah. I don't know if they have to win the turnover by two, because now you're telling me that you just think the other team's flat out better than you.
You certainly can't be on the wrong side of it.
No, I
you
would
could maybe be even in that area.
The other thing is, through three games, we have three catches by one tight end, Michael Humanawi. What is Zach Sudfeld doing on the field? Every time Brady throws to him, it's a disaster. He fumbles in the preseason game against Detroit. Then he falls down. Brady gets picked in that game. He screwed up in the Buffalo game. The end zone pick last week was probably Brady's fault. But, I mean, it just there's no chemistry.
That was all Brady's fault, that one.
It hasn't been good. They've
Andy's calling for a
times.
Big game for him tonight.
I am. I think he's going to have two touchdowns.
Let's hope so. We're all diehard Pat fans here. And you guys are great, but the man is Paul Perillo.
That's
thanks, Carl.
Man, Carl, that was a smoking hot take.
Canada.
Paul's putting him in the Collar Hall of Fame.
Right
already.
There.
The Hat of America. Isn't that what they call it?
We, as always, have a lot of people listening in Australia, and Nick is in Australia tonight. He's checking in with us. Hi, Nick.
G'day, guys. How you going?
G'day, mate.
Yeah, nice one, Andy.
And what time is it? It is really g'day time.
Nice one, Andy.
It is. It's around about, so I think it's 9 a.m. at the moment on the East Coast. So it is better than the
East Coast of what?
1 o'clock game.
Australia.
The East Coast of Australia.
Oh, well, when people say the East Coast to me, they mean the Atlantic Coast.
There's more than one country than America, Andy.
Yeah, I don't go to anywhere else. I barely leave New England.
He doesn't even get out of 120, well, 495 for you.
So are you at work watching the game?
I am at work currently, yes. I'm watching Red Zone at the moment in the background, waiting for the Patriots to come on.
What now? How is that frowned upon by your boss? What do you do?
Listen, I don't think he'd like it if he came around, but I can kind of sneak it away in the corner on my iPad.
So. He had too many Fosters last night, so he's not coming around early on a
they
Monday
don't
morning.
Do that. I don't know how many of these guys have to tell you. That's not Australian.
Oh,
prepared.
Yeah, that's right. It's a Vicky B or something.
Yeah.
Answer the V.
Okay, what do you think about do you think about the game tonight?
To be honest, I'm a little worried, but I mean, you know, it's always good to know that Tom Brady's back there, but that's actually what I was calling about. I was wondering if you think he pays any attention to these games right now, knowing that Welker's got two touchdowns and Woodhead's got two touchdowns. Do you think like he uses that as ammunition?
No, I don't. Not right now. I think he is in his own head right now, but I do think were he to go out tonight and they get shut out or something and his weapons aren't working all that well, I think it seeps into his mind tomorrow when he sees box scores and texts and things of that nature. So, you know, right now I think it's the furthest thing from his mind, but we'll see how this game plays out.
All right, Nick, is that all you got?
Watch out, your boss is coming.
Yeah, that's it.
All right, Nick, take care.
Thanks
for checking in. 855-PATS-500 is the
how
phone
say
number.
Goodbye?
Webradio at patriots.com. I don't know.
Good day.
Good night.
Goodbye.
I have to watch Croc Dundee.
Well, it depends if you're
up
on the East Coast or the West Coast.
He just throws the East Coast up
there. Webradio at patriots.com. Hashtag PPGS. And check out facebook.com/New England Patriots. That's where the polls are. We're going to check in with the poll center again and also get the keys to the game. That's coming up next on the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social.
More hard-hitting facts and analysis coming up next on the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social.
The word off-season doesn't exist in the NFL. Maybe for hot dog vendors and groundskeepers, but not for teams or players or fans. When the goal every year is winning it all, the road begins to be paved in February. Because there are holes that need to be filled, weights that need to be lifted, and next levels that need to be reached. Keep up with your favorite team with coverage of NFL Network 24/7 on NFL Mobile. Always having your passions with you? That's powerful. Call *NFL to download NFL Mobile from Verizon. Airtime and messaging rates may apply. Coverage not available everywhere. Available on select smartphones. Don't call or text while driving.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team from Foxborough all the way to Miami. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets. With free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or across the street from the Boston Garden or game day pickup at Patriot Place. Ace Ticket is Boston's own ticket agency. We've been serving our customers for over 30 years. Ace always has the best seats at the lowest prices. Whether it's sports, concert, or theater tickets, Ace makes it easy to get the tickets you want and the service you deserve. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS and get the lowest prices on the best tickets for all Boston sports teams. And with our free loyalty program, you get 5% back on all orders. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. Ace Ticket. Sit your ace down.
1-800-MY-SEATS. Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epochette. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop. Dine. Enjoy.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time, 2% cash back on groceries, and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
You know that celebration dance? The I just got a heck of a deal on awesome entertainment, so let's dance dance? You probably haven't done it in a while, so here's a reason to. Now until September 3rd, when you sign up for 100% fiber optic Verizon Fios, you can take your entertainment to the next level with America's fastest, most reliable internet. Switch to a Fios Triple Play online for just $79.99 a month for 12 months and get your choice of a $300 Amazon.com gift card or a $300 Visa prepaid card with a 2-year agreement. Plus, get a high-speed wireless router at no additional charge. You won't get that with cable. And that's an entertainment deal worth dancing about. So hurry. This great summer deal ends September 3rd. Visit gottogetfios.com and upgrade today. Technology that makes life more entertaining. That's powerful. Price is $89.99 a month for months 13 to 24. Rate may increase after 2 years. Verizon Visa prepaid card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC. Amazon.com is not a sponsor of this promotion. Restrictions apply. Fios available in select areas. Offer for new customers subscribing to a triple play bundle online with a 2-year agreement and ends 9/3/13. Taxes, fees, RSN fee, and other terms apply. Visit Verizon.com/Amazon for details.
Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected. Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected.
You've waited all week for it.
Oh, I can't wait.
Here are Andy and Paul's keys to the game.
It's time to get Andy and Paul's keys to the game, including the inactives for tonight's game. What do you guys got? What are the keys tonight?
Why don't you read the inactives first?
He confused me.
Well,
there.
Just throw it in there in the mix.
Okay. Well, we got the inactives: Steve Beauharnais, Matthew Slater, who is in Atlanta, Danny Amendola, Jake Beckett, I believe, is his first healthy scratch this year after 13 of them a year ago. Rob Gronkowski, Chris Barker, and Leon Washington with that thigh injury. He was actually on the field warming up, but he is inactive for the Falcons. One of note: Asante Samuel, old friend, will not be picking off Tom Brady tonight because he's not going to play. Inactive. My keys to the game, I gave away one earlier, a little free sample for my peeps in the yellow lot. Hey, ladies. Chandler Jones needs to get after it. Sam Baker, active, looks like he's going to play. Make him look
still
silly.
A tackle that Chandler Jones should dominate.
Especially hurt. I mean, this is win this matchup. Chandler Jones, get after it. You know, he was talking this week, he knows how to play in a dome from all his time at the Carrier Dome. Got to hydrate early in the week. He's ready to go. Beat up on Sam Baker. Other side of the football, another preview I gave earlier. I think they need to run the football. I think Stephen Ridley needs to show up. He has 121 yards this week in three games. He had 125 in the opener last year. Why don't you get back on track as a lead back? Have a big 100-yard effort tonight, Stephen Ridley.
And don't fumble, Ridley.
Oh, well, you don't have to be negative. Are you going to call him a bad word if he does?
I might. I might just do that.
Andy threw out a couple that we talked about a lot this week, especially, I almost never go with the running game as being a key for the Patriots' success, but I do agree with him in this case. I think the old school way to sort of try to beat the Patriots might be the way the Patriots want to try to win this game. Shorten the game a little bit, get the clock moving, keep defense on the sideline. But I'm going to go with just something a little bit different here. I don't think you can get away with locking up Aqib Talib tonight on Julio Jones. I don't think that's a wise course of action. I think that that's a recipe for disaster. I think Jones is just too good to just completely take out of the game. We did do a little research, though, Beetle. Andy and I did a little research.
I like that.
In his days at Tampa Bay, Andy reached out to the people at Pro Football Focus. Very little one-on-one action for Aqib Talib and Julio Jones. They only played against each other twice, and they were in the 2011 season, because last year both meetings happened after the trade. So in 2011, they played twice. Jones had big games in both of them, but evidently not a lot of the production was against Talib specifically. But I still think that that's a dangerous game. I actually think that Talib should be part of the double team. I know a lot of people just say, well, just go and have Dennard and McCourty handle Jones and lock up Talib with Roddy White. I don't even want to do that. I want Talib involved in the double team because I think that Jones is that good. But we'll see what happens. We'll see how they attack it tonight. Maybe they do a lot of zone stuff, try to disguise some things. It's going to be interesting because this is clearly the best passing game the Patriots have seen so far.
Yeah, and the best quarterback by far, too. I think they got to get to Matt Ryan, like you said, Andy.
Jones,
that's going to be one of the biggest things in this game.
Not just Jones, obviously. That's Kelly, too. That's Ninkovich. I like to see them all. But to me, Jones is where that starts. Get that ball rolling. A quick update off Twitter, courtesy of our old friend Algie Crumpler.
Mm-hmm.
Took a photo on the sideline in the dome, and guess who's there?
Who's there?
Jim Carrey.
Jim Carrey.
Algernon.
It's kind of random, huh?
It is kind of random.
Jim Carrey on the
big
field.
Big fan. Algie Crumpler, good guy, Beetle. You'd have liked him.
Okay.
I like Jim Carrey, too.
Good patriot. Good guy.
Mr. Popper's Penguins. Solid movie.
Really?
Solid.
We go from Giselle singing to now movie reviews.
Andy Hart.
We do it all.
As we preview what
We've
is
so far.
We've got
a buddy up in Germany, too, by the way. We're not just in Australia. 1 p.m. in Germany. Is it 1 p.m.? Are they behind us? Shouldn't it be 1 a.m.? Anyway, he has a lot of energy drinks and he's ready, so cheers. Can't be 1 p.m.
I think it's 1 a.m.
Yeah, it's got to be 1 a.m.
It's got to be 1 a.m.
You don't have to get mad about it either
behind
way.
Behind us. Now, is that the east coast of Germany or the west?
Anyway, let's go back to the
Poll
Center.
Oh, they don't have coast there. They have walls. Is that the east side of the wall or the west side of the wall?
Darren, what do we have in the Poll Center? Give us the latest poll.
Take down that wall.
All right. Latest poll is focusing on the defense. How many points will they give up tonight to the Falcons?
I don't know if I can tell you.
Do we have options? Do we have ranges?
Okay. Less than 10, 10 to 20, 20 to 30, 30 or more.
20 to 30.
30 or more.
It's pretty even right now. 20 to 30 is 40%. Less than 10, 25%.
A quarter of Patriots fans think they're going to hold them to less than 10 points.
They're a hardy bunch.
And then I say these things. And
they're
you know what
quite
happens?
Optimistic.
I look stupid because they hold them to 9 points.
Oh, God, if we counted how many times that happened.
Oof. What, I look stupid?
Yes.
Oh,
ooh.
Yeah. That's a
long Paul, you taking a pick on there?
Yeah, 30.
Giving up 30. 855-PATS-500.
Yeah.
855-PATS-500 is the phone number if you want to jump on board on the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social, web radio at patriots.com, and hashtag PPGS. Andy, pick out an international phone number.
Ireland. I'd like Ireland. To hit Ireland in this segment. That's 1-800-904-125. Put down your potatoes, put down your beer, and call.
Dublin, Ireland, hello. You want to give that one more time in case they missed it?
Because they're drunk?
Yeah.
1-800-904-125. Call us now.
It just rattles right off his tongue. 1-3-8-4-3-5.
No, but these very international smooth. Numbers, you don't. It's not like 1-800-455. Like, you don't know where the break is. So I just read the numbers one at a time.
It's not like one of those commercial jingles, you know?
No, I don't think it's the jingle for that one.
877-241.
Empire.
Luna. Oh, that's Empire. Luna. Come on now.
He's got a small penis and he's drunk a lot. That's why he's so angry.
That didn't seem necessary for that drop.
Yeah, that was uncalled for.
What are you doing the keys?
Pat, what? We just did the keys, Andy. Are you
and
here?
You took them all.
Wow.
What? I did one on each side of the ball.
We're getting some emails in here at webradio@patriots.com. This one's from Ben in New York. He writes to everyone here. I don't understand how you're still married, either of you. Have an awesome wife, or she isn't a listener. I think she's talking about Andy here in this one.
Yeah,
she's
Andy's,
not a listener.
Andy's the one who is definitely crosses the line.
When?
He has the audacity to say when.
Yeah, when.
I've never actually crossed the line.
You're always soliciting photos and tailgates.
I know, but then if they send them, I feel creepy.
It doesn't stop you from looking, though.
Pete in Augusta, Maine writes in, tell Jeff from Vegas he has time to change his bet. Pats 33-21. Gronk and Amendola who? That's Pete in Augusta, Maine.
Oh, now we're turning our back on Gronk
and
Amendola.
Yeah, you like that? Now we don't need those guys.
That is sort of the forgotten aspect of this story, that the Boston Globe reported that Amendola was going to play, too.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, do we make anything of that? Was that just erroneous reporting, or was there some sort of setback? Does he have an inner circle that's telling him not to play? Like, what happened there?
Is Gordy Gronkowski not letting Amendola play?
Right.
Either?
Yeah.
And again, I would put that in the same category. He signed a 5-year, $30 million deal. Long-term interest for the Patriots is to have Amendola healthy later this year and for the next 4 years.
Donna emails in, and Donna wants to know when we think both of those guys will be back.
We just don't know.
We just don't know.
When Bill Belichick knows, I will know shortly thereafter.
And I'm sorry for being so wishy-washy, because usually we have an opinion on everything, but I don't know how anybody can have an intelligent opinion on this. We've seen so many different reports. How can you know?
I thought he was going to play this week, and I wasn't based on anything other than it seemed like the natural progression. He goes from doubtful to questionable last week. You know, I keep bringing this up. Maybe it's just pure stupidity on my part. But
probably.
Yeah. Bill Belichick chose to use a clip of Rob Gronkowski playing as Vincent Jackson in practice last week for his Belistrator segment on All Access.
Okay.
I even found that interesting. Like, he's just showing exactly what
he's showing
what
one
Gronk
of the 17 catches he had at
practice.
Right.
So I took all that as he's building and he's ready to go, and he's not. Well, he is, but he isn't.
Nano writes in on email that Steel. Comment of yours, Nano Steel, correct.
Hey.
You were belittled by Ron Borges for that take.
What did I do?
On comments about Belichick showing off Gronk on the Belistrator. Apparently, he made fun of you for that.
Well, he makes fun of me for a lot of things.
Yeah, I mean, and you know what? Here's the thing, though. When other guys make fun of us, you can't get mad
right.
about it.
I mean, idiot.
We spend the whole week checkmarking people. I mean, we can't sit here and say, oh, Borges, Ron.
Right.
No, plus, Ron and I, he gets on us for a lot of little things.
Oh, yeah.
he was very much on the ground floor of the sunshine.com element.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, we are coming to you live from our Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside
Ron.
Gillette Stadium. The Patriots are in Atlanta. They're getting ready to take on the Falcons tonight, and we're getting ready for the game with you. 855-PATS-500. You can also email us, webradio@patriots.com, and hashtag your tweets with PPGS, and we'll be reading those as well. We were looking for a caller from Ireland, and we now have one. Sean is in Ireland, and he's up next on the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social. Hi, Sean.
How's it going, Nuts?
Hey, bottom of the night to you.
It's just so painful.
We don't talk like that in Ireland, Andy.
Oh,
good.
Do you eat potatoes?
You're watching too many Americans try and play Irish actors.
Are you drunk right now?
No.
Why?
I work in the morning.
Oh, it's morning?
Yeah, it's quarter past 12.
So you're going to have to watch the game at work?
No, it's quarter past 12 at night.
So again, you should be wrong, my friend. Oh, okay. So what's your take on the game tonight? Confident? Scared?
Pretty, yeah.
English?
Pretty confident.
Pretty confident.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. What is the number one reason for your confidence?
I think Atlanta's defense isn't that great, to be honest with you.
That's a good one.
That would be my number one reason for confidence. Now, I think the Patriots can score points against this team.
Would you be concerned at all about our rookie receivers heading into their first primetime dome night game, all that that kind of goes into it? They kind of pooped themselves in primetime here against the Jets.
They did, but the Jets are getting hammered tonight, so that's always a good thing.
That is correct.
You're not watching that game, are you?
No, we're watching.
I think it's a final, right? They lost to Tennessee.
We're watching San Diego and Dallas right now. It looks like Dallas fumbled in the end zone to probably end this one.
Yeah, Geno looks as bad as Mark Sanchez, which is always a good point.
That is true.
No, I don't think the rookie receivers. I think Dobson will have a good game tonight, actually.
I actually kind of feel with you. I kind of have a feeling Dobson.
Especially with
Samuel
out. I think that's a huge inactive for the Falcons. That's a bad secondary without him.
By the way, Fred Kirsch just called Samuel a coward on Twitter.
That is not appropriate in any way. I do not back that statement in any way. But that's a typical Fred statement.
I know, because all the Patriots' weapons are really, really, really throw a lot of fear.
Their daddy told him not to play.
Bilo tweeted he's not playing, and Fred goes, coward!
Exclamation point. Hey, Sean.
Striking fear into the hearts of secondaries everywhere.
Sean, thanks for calling in. We appreciate it.
No problem at all, lads.
Thanks for making Andy look like a buffoon.
Take care, Sean. Appreciate you calling. 855.
You have a kiss for Blarney Stone?
What an unbelievably spirited pregame social this has been.
I mean, Andy's just been on fire today.
The bottom of the night.
Oh, is that what you call it?
Yeah, I mean, for him, that's on fire. This is what he does, and he's doing it well.
Well, he didn't make a lot of sense.
He made plenty of sense.
I asked him if he's drunk. He said, no, it's the marnin'. And then I said, oh, it's the marnin'. And he said, well, it's just after midnight. So that's the night. That's when you should be drunk. Right? That's not really marnin'. Correct? You'd be drunk at like 12:30, 1 o'clock.
Well, not if I was going to work the next day. And I think he was going to work.
Even if you were, you still got like 6 hours to sleep it off. No, not because you're going to stay up and watch
the game.
He's
going to be watching the game.
Right. Exactly.
All right. Let's move on. 855.
That's your job on the show
today.
Tell us when to do that.
I just didn't know if we wanted
to continue. I got nothing
else
either, Peter. You're right.
I just wanted to know if we wanted to continue with, you know, Andy's borderline xenophobic impression.
Borderline?
Yeah. I mean,
no one seems to
mind. I think it's in good fun for the most part.
It is in good, all in good fun.
Yeah, for the most part.
We
love our international callers. And as a matter of fact, there's a huge contingent of UK Patriots fans that come over here, and they come right in this studio.
And some of them.
There's about 20 or 30 of them, and they come in, and we have a whole, make a whole day of it.
Some of them were at the Wembley game today.
Right, and they're already listening to us.
Getting ready to watch the Patriots. A little double dose of football for them over there. A little live and then.
Double dose.
Live and then late night.
All right, there aren't enough games left in the week for us to do the Sunday six pack, but we're going to pick some games anyway.
So we went to like the convenience store. We got a couple singles.
Yeah, we're going to do it right now.
Nothing like cracking open a six pack. Andy, Paul, and Mark pick six games against the spread. And just like your favorite beer, these guys are ice cold.
Maybe I just drink to get drunk.
Time for the Sunday six pack.
You know, Andy, with all of his comments today, at Foster's, you know, talking about Foster's again. We'll call this like the Foster's two-pack. Foster's are big beers, right?
Beer. It's a hearty beer.
So if you're not going to buy a six-pack this week, we're only going to buy a couple of Foster's.
But you can't drink a six-pack of Foster's. You'll be on your
That's what I mean.
Behind.
So you only get two.
Is it individual? A
No, they're big.
Oh, no, but they're gigantic.
So big cans? I like big cans.
Big
You like
cans.
It in the cans.
No, I like big cans, not in the can.
The poll center just reacted to that line.
All right, what's my record?
Hartwell just perked up.
I think we were ice cold last year.
Last week was not good. Paul 2-4, Andy 1-5, Mark 2-4.
All right.
I go 2-4, and you guys still can't make up ground?
I made up ground on Andy, though.
Still maintaining a huge lead at 11-7, and Andy and Mark tied in the basement at 6-12.
Yes.
That's embarrassing.
All right.
It is embarrassing.
What's my record overall?
11-7, Paul. against the number. That's pretty good.
How am I doing so well
on
that?
That's pretty good. You're doing pretty well.
Yeah.
What do we have? What are the lines?
So we'll start.
How did I go 10-5-1 on the
other
show?
We're picking games.
Evidently, all the five were in there.
Start with the Patriots game here tonight. The line I have, the latest line currently on my computer, is New England -3. So Atlanta, a 3-point home favorite.
Hmm. Now that changes things for me.
Changes nothing for me.
Changes things for you, really?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a close game.
Oh, boy. Anyway, the Atlanta Falcons get the job done. I think there is a little desperation in their game tonight. I think this is a tough spot for the Patriots going on the road here. Prime time, young player, blah, blah, blah. 31-21.
What happens for the push?
Lose.
Do we have a...
Ties lose.
Ties lose?
No, we have a lot of ties, don't
we? It's a tie.
A tie is a tie.
So it gets counted as
a tie?
Yes.
Then I'm taking the Patriots.
On the radio, it's... we've had a tie every week, all 4 weeks. 3 points. Patriots are getting 3. I am going to go with the Falcons. I am a big believer in the spot in the NFL. I think, you know, being at home in a desperate situation, I think they're two good football teams. I'm not a true believer in either one of them right now. So I'm going to go with the home team, and I just think it means a little bit more to them, whereas the Patriots, we talked about, Beetle. 3-0, they have that little cushion that they've built. It's a non-conference game. It's one they can afford to lose. I think it'd be a nice signature win, but I just think it's too much offense. Falcons 30, Patriots 23.
We got the Monday night game as well. What's the line?
New Orleans and Miami. New Orleans by 7, and that game is in New Orleans.
Mm. And it's an interesting game for this game because it's putting the pressure on the Falcons with the Saints looking to pull to 4-0. And the Patriots could find themselves looking uphill in the AFC East, a spot they're not used to, if the Dolphins could pull off the upset here. I am going to go with the Saints, though. I just think it's in New Orleans, right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I think the Saints at home. I know they think they got something brewing in Miami. They're tweeting out, hashtag 3-0, hashtag it's our time.
We're
it's
so
not
obnoxious.
Your time Monday night.
We are so obnoxious as a fandom.
Who?
All of us.
Wait, but that's not obnoxious?
Oh,
it's
yeah.
our time?
But they're excited.
It's September.
But they're
it's
excited.
Not your time.
They never win, and all we're here to do is tell you, like, they think it's their time.
Should Washington tweet out in their free agent flurry of March, it's our time, 0-0. Like, that's stupid.
Yeah, but should Patriots fans yell at them for doing it if they do?
I'm not a fan.
That's what we do. We know that. New Orleans is going to win this game, but I'm going to take the 7 points. I think Miami is a little bit better. I think Tannehill is okay. I think he's making some progress. I don't know if he has enough to match up with Drew Brees in a shootout here, especially in the dome, and I think they're going to fall short, and I'm a little worried about that because I think if you get up into the 30s, it's going to be hard for Miami even to cover. But I'm going to say their defense makes it tough enough for them to get a cover out of this, but New Orleans, I think, wins the game, and I don't think they'll be in danger of losing.
I'm going to take New Orleans. I think they're going to win at home in the dome and cover. It's going to be three out of the first 4 games on the road for Miami. They're 2 of their first 3 were on the road, and now another road game. I'm taking the Saints in that one. So
good call.
We'll catch up next week and see where we stand. I might be able to gain some ground. I got to get ahead of Andy. That's all I care about. We're not going to catch up to you, Paul.
No, I am not conceding. I am not conceding.
Too good of a start.
That's ridiculous.
We're not going to catch up. I'm telling you right now.
We should play that Tom Coughlin.
You're not going to catch up because I'm going to.
Andy and I are playing for second place.
But that's only because I'm going to continue to win games, not because you don't have time.
I'm playing to win. Hello?
So ridiculous.
Yeah. It's the most irresponsible thing I've ever heard.
It's not irresponsible.
What, do you just assume that I'm going to turn the ball over 5 times? It's so ridiculous.
We've talked about.
It's a joke. It's a joke.
Don't interrupt me. We've talked about the inactives. Any concern amongst you two with the injuries that are not inactives but are just creeping up? Arrington, Vollmer.
Paul's raising his hand. That doesn't work on
radio,
but he is
that
raising
stuff,
his hand. Paul,
he was talking. I didn't want to interrupt.
So Arrington,
that's what he would have done to me.
Arrington and Vollmer are the major ones, but also you got Vince Wilfork starts to show up. People have been saying, hey, how come Vince has been kind of quiet? Well, now he's on the injury report with a foot injury. Gerard Mayo has an injury, kind of growing injury report, but primarily, to me, the scariest one is Arrington against this offense with these weapons. But, Paul, take it from here. Your hand was raised.
Arrington,
yes, Paul, go
Arrington
ahead.
Is the one. I didn't like what I saw. Last week, he didn't play. He played 3 snaps, according to Mike Reese, who was very good with this stuff. He played 3 snaps in the second half. And he had and all of a sudden on Wednesday, it pops up on the injury report with a groin problem. I'm worried about that. I think that he's an important guy in the secondary. I don't like my chances with Logan Ryan playing a big role. You know, really, his first meaningful minutes would be
Sunday night football in the dome against that offense. I think that's a potentially.
He went to Rutgers. He's been in that spot a million times.
I think that's
times.
A potentially big injury. I did chuckle today. I was watching, and I forget who it was, but I think maybe a Kansas City rookie out of Rutgers corner made a fantastic play, and I'm thinking to myself,
why did you get that one?
We got the other 10, but.
You know what I was just envisioning? And I don't know why, like, Amendola and Arrington lining up for, with each other in practice in the slot, and one, like, shuffles one, oh, my groin, and the other one tries, oh, my groin, and just a bunch of cripples with walkers out there in
I
the
got
slot.
I got Andy in the locker room the other day. I go, I'm really watching Amendola's groin right now to see if I can find the injury.
Yeah.
He had his head down.
What?
He goes, wait, what?
Why are you looking at his groin?
Going to revoke your press pass. 855.
Not unprecedented.
855. That,
yeah, that's true.
Has
it has happened before.
Yep. And it wasn't Felger, surprisingly.
855.
Just kidding, Mike.
Pats 500 is the
Maybe.
Phone number.
Willie McGinnis thought he was checking him out.
Open lines
Give
for you
a
right
break.
Now. Open lines at 855.
Damn it, I'm going to finish this.
And webradio at patriots.com. Webradio at patriots.com is where Heather reaches us.
Hey,
she starts with, hey, sexy guys. That's how it starts, Andy. I think.
She's talking to me, obviously.
Yeah, I figured. This is Heather
Maybe
Wilcox.
Maybe the guy in the Gronk jersey over here.
Yeah.
She's looking, by the way. What? How old are you, Heather?
Andy, I'm going to read this email now. She writes, hey, this is Heather Wilcox from Miami, Miami, Florida.
They're hot down there.
It's tough being a Patriots fan in a city where the fans think they actually have a Super Bowl hope now that the home team here is lucky.
Hashtag, it's our time.
It's our time.
I'm not sure whether watching the Saints put up 40 points tomorrow against the overrated Dolphins defense will be as satisfying as the Patriots going into Atlanta and dancing all over the Dirty Birds. By the way, 5 touchdowns tonight for Brady. 5. It's a lot. My husband flew to Vegas as we both laughed at the spread tonight in the Patriots game. Our mortgage money is on Mr. Belichick tonight. Love you guys. Heather, the mortgage payment is on this game.
God, I hope you're kidding.
I hope so, too.
Because that's not funny.
Because well, you shouldn't gamble.
Not only that.
Not good for you.
That's like a gamble. I mean, you're just throwing all your money on Zach Sudfeld and Kenbrell Tompkins and Aaron Dobson.
James in Brisbane, Australia. Do it. You want to get Fosters? What do you have there? Land down under? What, anything?
On the East Coast.
Anything?
East side.
On the East Coast or the West Coast?
James writes, hey, guys.
Does he have another shrimp on the bob?
Big win for the Chargers.
There it is. Knew that was going to come.
That ain't an olive. How are you going to cut that shrimp? Woo! Be interrupted.
James writes, hey, guys. Just
that was
like
for ball.
No, the Patriots got some coverage in the Courier-Mail down here today.
Nice.
They talked about Tom Brady going into a meltdown at his receivers during the Jets game. Did you know about that?
That's world news?
At least it's a story, so that's something. Wait a minute. Not only
that's
is
phenomenal.
It, not only is it world news, that happened like 2 weeks ago.
Well, you know, it's the other way around the world.
So
it takes
now
a
we know
while.
The news takes 2 weeks to reach Australia to get
into the internet.
Well, it is the East Coast. You get all the way around to the East Coast. That's phenomenal, though, that met, like, that's the aspect of it that makes the news. The, what is it, the Courier and Mail?
The Courier Mail. James also needs some fantasy advice. Since you guys are the expert in the field, I don't think it's the kind of fantasy you think I'm talking about. It's not fantasy football.
Not Kate Upton.
His question is Katy Perry or Kate Upton?
Katy Perry. I like Katy Perry.
You
lot.
Are nuts. Kate Upton.
I like Kate Upton, too, but I like Katy Perry a lot. And I think Kate Upton's going to get fat. I don't think Katy Perry's getting fat.
Alex,
and she looks good when she has like pink hair, purple hair. I bet you she's a little freaky.
That is some in-depth analysis there. That's what you get here on the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social.
I'd like to
about
hear her
I
roar.
I can't believe you guys are married. Right. Alex writes in that Pioli is apparently saying that Bill loves the controversy because it creates confusion. Do we think Bill Belichick is enjoying any sort of controversy related to Rob Gronkowski or Danny Amendola?
No.
I think the answer would be no.
I mean,
yeah, the confusion is out the window when he doesn't make the trip. You know, the confusion ends. You know, that's it.
But Pioli should know better than anyone. I mean, he did spend half his life with him working under him.
Well, I will say this. I know a lot of people just use the blanket statement that, well, the Patriots aren't very forthcoming with injury information, and that's true on the record. You know, Beto, you brought up an interesting point earlier. These reports are coming from somewhere, and some of them are coming from the Patriots.
When there's smoke.
Right?
You know?
Some of these had to have been emanating from the Patriots somehow.
Because they're conflicting.
They're not all coming from the same outside of this organization source. I don't know which one's which. I don't know who's saying what. But I think when there are things that the Patriots want out there, they find a way to get it out there. And what Scott Pioli says makes sense. You know, when it suits Bill's interest, it's, in other words, we're falling back on that best interest of the football team. If he thinks it can create some confusion, maybe he throws it out there. He's going to play. Nah, he's not going to play. Now all of a sudden, what am I to believe? I have conflicting reports. Maybe he knew on Wednesday that he wasn't going to play. Now, I'm with Andy. I don't think this particular one was one of those. But I could see him doing that in the past. I think that he wanted and was hoping for Gronk to play this week. And it didn't work out that way.
Al from Paramus writes in on email, webradio@patriots.com. The subject here, no-show for Gronk. He writes, we all talk about how great Gronk is, but the fact of the matter, he has done nothing for the big money he has received. Super Bowl hurt, playoffs against the Ravens hurt. We are 3-0 without him. Name me a great player that has been injured as much as Gronk and has gone on to have a great career. Few, if any. He is all hype. Look for someone else. Non-dependable. That's what Al says on Rob Gronkowski. It seems like...
the worm's turning.
Things are turning here.
Turning on Gronk.
People are starting to sour on this player.
It's unfortunate.
Because of what's going on, and I think it's unwarranted, to be completely honest with you.
Yeah, I don't know. It's hard for me. Like, he's already been great. No matter what happens, he's already been great. Now, you may say it flamed out. It's just unfortunate. We know he's already been phenomenal. And I don't fault a guy for these injuries. I don't fault Amendola. Now, he's injury prone, clearly. I'll say that again. He is prone to injury, but that doesn't make him soft. That doesn't make him a wuss. Now, he may be tiptoeing into soft wuss category. Oh, he's ready. He's not going back. Why isn't he back? That's how you tiptoe into that. And that gets into the problem. Who do you believe? I mean, is he ready? Is he really 100% ready to go or not? I don't know.
Two things I don't like. Number one, I don't like the notion of, well, what if they won with Gronk? You know, as if to suggest that, you know, the preeminent tight end in the game is the reason they haven't been able to win a Super Bowl.
Which people have also thrown out there with about Welker. Wes Welker, which
Welker,
is ridiculous.
And, you know, what did all that offense win them? A lot of games. That's what it won them. They weren't able to ultimately win the Super Bowl for a lot of reasons, but it won them a lot of games.
And if you want to play that game, there's plenty of guys on this roster now who have never won a Super Bowl.
Exactly. That's one part of it that I don't like. The second part is sort of a different...
How many guys have won? Isn't it Bruce Brady or is Will Fork?
Will Fork is one.
So that's two?
I don't know. I'd have to really look at it and see if there's any more. Is there any more that have been around that long?
No.
Brady and Will Fork? That might be the only ones left. But the other part that I don't like is...
case in point.
In the offseason, you weren't allowed to say that Amendola... Patriots fans were very defensive of Amendola. You couldn't call him injury-prone. But they had no problem calling Rob Gronkowski injury-prone. Which, another thing, I just didn't get. He's your guy that caught all these touchdowns and made all these plays and had, obviously, an injury that we all saw. He broke his arm twice. And he was unreliable and injury-prone. But the guy that did nothing for the Patriots yet... And by the way, I'm a huge Amendola fan. Really, really big Amendola fan. But you could not call him injury-prone, despite the fact that he missed half the games that he's been eligible to play in his NFL career. Wow, the Broncos put 52 on the board, huh? Jesus. That's unbelievable.
And that just...
They actually slowed up. They played...
Well, I know. They took Manning.
Was they needed five more points to become like the NFL's all-time leading scoring team through the first month of the season.
Another SID stat, Andy.
Yeah. Yeah, SID information right there.
They look like they're doing fine to me.
On that topic, we actually have some emails on that today at webradio@patriots.com. This person writes in, hey, DBs.
That would be Andy and I?
Yeah. And why even watch the games? Just hand Denver the trophy. And then a question for Andy.
We're the DB.
Yeah.
Yeah, I totally disagree with that. I think that at some point, people are going to figure out all these different things that Denver's doing, and they're not going to get these easy, you know, 8-play, 80-yard drives that look like Manning could do it with a blindfold on. I don't think that's going to happen for the whole year.
Here's another question here. Andy, what's your assessment of Chandler Jones, and do you think he's made the J.J. Watt-like leap?
Not J.J. Watt-like, but solid. He's having a good start to a solid sophomore season. I watched a couple plays last week. His first couple steps were just phenomenal. And I like what I'm seeing there. I like how he's kind of working inside, diversifying his game a little bit there. I'm all for Chandler Jones. And it's, again, not J.J. Watt, but
not everybody's J.J. Watt. That was a special jump he made last year. He literally had one of the greatest seasons. What was that number? He had like 20 sacks and like 18 passes defensed or batted down. First guy ever to have that. I mean, he had a special year.
Email coming in saying, I don't see Kyle Arrington on the inactive list.
He's active.
Am I missing something? And that is, yes, you are missing the fact that he is active for this game. The Patriots inactives, Steve Beauharnais, Matthew Slater, Danny Amendola, Jake Beckett, Rob Gronkowski, Chris
Barker,
and Leon Washington is the last one. So you've got those are your inactives for this game.
That's
who will be inactive for the Patriots in this game tonight. The phone number for you is 855-PATS-500, 855-PATS-500 if you want to jump on board. Webradio@patriots.com is where you send your emails and use the hashtag PPGS. Darren, do we have another poll to go to in the poll center?
Yes, we do.
What do we got?
All right. This one's courtesy of Andy. Made the suggestion. Which Patriot needs to step up the most in tonight's game? And we get choices are Chandler Jones, Aqib Talib, Dobson, Ridley, or Tompkins.
It's easy.
Chandler
Jones.
Unanimous.
Dobson is leading right now with 39%.
That's ridiculous. Yeah. Now, yeah, that's still ridiculous.
Jones has 26, Talib 13, Ridley 9, Tompkins 13.
I'll tell you what, if they match up Talib with Julio Jones, he's got some stepping up to do, too, because I'd be concerned about that matchup over a 60-minute football game.
Now, in terms of, you know, we're talking individual players, but in terms of what is the one thing the Patriots absolutely have to do in this game, what is it for you?
Get after Matt Ryan. Pressure him a little bit. We just talked about with Kyle Arrington banged up, who knows what his role is going to be, or if it's Logan Ryan out there. And then the rest of those, they haven't seen an offensive attack like this with the weapons and the quarterback. Best way to cover all that up is to make him uncomfortable. Make him melt, you know, Matty Ice melts.
And I'll say run the ball. They have to find a way to run the ball and shorten the game a little bit. They have to score some points. They can't just try to win this game 17-13 because I don't think that's going to work.
25% of Patriots fans think they can.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to work.
855-PATS-500, open lines for you right now. It's the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social. Join us as we're here until 8 o'clock, getting you ready for Patriots-Falcons in Atlanta. We'll get to back to your calls.
Welcome back to the Dunkin'.
Welcome back. We're going to a break. Come on now. Rookie mistake.
Patriots talk coming up next after this quick timeout.
The word offseason doesn't exist in the NFL. Maybe for hot dog vendors and groundskeepers, but not for teams or players or fans. When the goal every year is winning it all, the road begins to be paved in February. Because there are holes that need to be filled, weights that need to be lifted, and next levels that need to be reached. Keep up with your favorite team with coverage of NFL Network 24/7 on NFL Mobile. Always having your passions with you? That's powerful. Call *NFL to download NFL Mobile from Verizon. Airtime and messaging rates may apply. Coverage not available everywhere. Available on select smartphones. Don't call or text while driving.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team. From Foxborough all the way to Miami, Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets. With free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or across the street from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. Ace Ticket is Boston's own ticket agency. We've been serving our customers for over 30 years. Ace always has the best seats at the lowest prices. Whether it's sports, concert, or theater tickets, Ace makes it easy to get the tickets you want and the service you deserve. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS and get the lowest prices on the best tickets for all Boston sports teams. And with our free loyalty program, you get 5% back on all orders. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. Ace Ticket. Sit your ace down. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
1-800-MY-SEATS. Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located located on site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time, 2% cash back on groceries, and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
You know that celebration dance? The I just got a heck of a deal on awesome entertainment, so let's dance dance? You probably haven't done it in a while, so here's a reason to. Now until September 3rd, when you sign up for 100% fiber optic Verizon Fios, you can take your entertainment to the next level with America's fastest, most reliable internet. Switch to a Fios Triple Play online for just $79.99 a month for 12 months and get your choice of a $300 Amazon.com gift card or a $300 Visa prepaid card with a 2-year agreement. Plus, get a high-speed wireless router at no additional charge. You won't get that with cable. And that's an entertainment deal worth dancing about. So hurry. This great summer deal ends September 3rd. Visit gottogetfios.com and upgrade today. Technology that makes life more entertaining. That's powerful. Price is $89.99 a month for months 13 to 24. Rate may increase after 2 years. Verizon Visa prepaid card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC. Amazon.com is not a sponsor of this promotion. Restrictions apply. Fios available in select areas. Offer for new customers subscribing to a triple play bundle online with a 2-year agreement and ends 9/3/13. Taxes, fees, RSN fee, and other terms apply. Visit Verizon.com/Amazon for details.
Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected.
Welcome back to the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social, live from the Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium. Now, here's your host, Mark Bertrand.
We got open phone lines at 855-PATS-500. North American toll-free number, 855-PATS-500. Still taking emails, webradio@patriots.com. And hashtag PPGS. Getting ready for Patriots-Falcons tonight in Atlanta. Big football game. You guys may have heard of it. Let's go to the phones. Mike's in San Diego. He's been waiting. Hi, Mike.
Hey, guys. I'm a URI alum, so I'm still a Patriot fan, even though I'm out here in San Diego.
Nice.
Just wanted to ask you about the dinking. Do you think the dinking will stop with Tom Brady on the offense? Will they be able to go downfield? And do you know if Brandon Bolden's going to be involved in the mix tonight?
I would assume. He's active, and well, coming off last week, I mean, he is now the passing back. He is now the Shane Vereen.
Yeah,
now,
especially talking, Washington's still not right in the picture. So,
I mean, I think we're talking about potentially looking for a Ridley night to establish the run, but that does not eliminate that passing back role. So I definitely think Bolden's going to have plenty of touches tonight and chances to impact this football game.
Might see some screens, too, because I would be surprised if Atlanta doesn't come out jacked up defensively, maybe try to come after Brady a little bit, and you use the screens. In terms of getting the ball downfield, I don't think the Patriots have done that a lot since Moss left. I think that they've been a team that has gone underneath intermediate routes, a lot of quick screens and stuff. I don't expect that to change very much tonight. They might take a shot or two like they did against the Jets. They went downfield in that game more than they have in most
but I don't think that's a big part of their arsenal right now. Do you? You guys see them going deep downfield a lot?
No, I'd actually like to see it with Boyce. I'd like to see him get some chances to impact the football game as either a kick returner or a deep guy, end arounds. You know, I'd like to see big plays with that speed. On the road, that's a nice play. If you can get a big play out of a guy like that, that can
you have the receiver going into the end zone telling the crowd to shush, you know, putting the finger up. That's always a big road favorite.
It's hard to do that after a dink.
Yeah, I agree with you guys. I'm just worried about down the road. I don't think they can get to the Super Bowl by dinking. I think they're going to have to find some way to get the ball down the field.
Can't get far in life when you're dinking. Mike, thanks for the call. Appreciate it as always.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't
they
eliminate
don't
that.
They just have the dink right now.
They got to the Super Bowl 2 years ago by dinking.
Well, I think they dinked and dunked then. Right now, it's just dinking.
The dinking.
Yeah. You need the dunk to go with it.
The Dinkelman.
About 10 minutes to go here on the program. If you want to get involved, 855-PATS-500. It is time to check in Atlanta and go inside the press box with Eric Scalavino.
We're stuck down here in the studio.
Boring.
For the latest from the field, let's go to the press box.
Man, I'm glad I called that guy.
Here's Eric Scalavino.
All right, we go down to Atlanta and talk to Eric Scalavino. Eric, what do we got going on there? What's going on down in Atlanta? What do we got for game pants? What kind of game pants are they wearing?
They're all wearing blue game pants on the Patriots side and white game pants on the Celtics.
Hashtag game pants. Make sure you send that out.
It got really loud in here just a couple of moments before I called in because both teams came out for their pregame warm-ups as a team. And there are quite a few Patriots fans here, but as you would expect, it was mostly booze, very loud. That's the atmosphere right now, including, as you guys saw, Jim Carrey up the sideline.
Yeah, that's that was interesting. You don't see him on an NFL sideline all that often, or, you know, ever, maybe. But I know timing-wise it might be a little different, but what have you seen so far? And two players Paul and I are targeting as injury concerns who are in the lineup as opposed to all the guys that aren't, and that would be Kyle Arrington and Sebastian Vollmer.
Sebas wasn't out here at all for any of the individual pregame stuff. He's out here now with the team, but he wasn't one, and that was really surprising to me for a guy who missed 2 out of 3 days of practice, was limited in when he came back.
Das Boot!
And was questionable. You're right, he had a boot as of last week. Really odd that he wasn't with any of the, usually they have like a large group of guys who are rehabbing or, working with the strength and conditioning coach. He was not one of them. He was clearly going to play. And he's out here right now. They're just going through. They're doing their four quadrant stretching here at the team. But Kyle Arrington was out here earlier and was doing a lot of warm ups with the strength coaches, with the medical staff. There was a long discussion, and it was he looked pretty good moving around. It was determined, obviously, that he was able to go tonight.
You're an expert in that area. How's his groin look?
No, I'm not, actually.
Actually, Paul is. He's been staring at Danny Amendola.
I've been trying to identify Danny Amendola's groin for quite some time now.
Right. They haven't really done anything in uniform yet. They're still just stretching as a team. So really hard to say. I mean, when he was out here before, it was obviously just shorts and T-shirt. But he looked like he was moving around pretty well. It didn't look like anything certainly not near the level that Danny Amendola has been limited with his groin injury. So that, I suppose, is good news for Kyle Arrington. And they're going to need him tonight because this Falcons offense is very potent. And I'm a little concerned, even with all of the injuries that Atlanta has, that this could be a high-scoring affair.
Eric, you're obviously around the media in that press box, and the media kind of part of the story this week with the Gronk will play, Amendola will play, Gronk won't play, is dead, all these reports. As you've sort of mingled the press box there at the Dome, what is the reaction to that and some of these reporters who have kind of been, for lack of a better word, wrong?
Well, I haven't really been seeing too many of the media in our group really interacting with one another. It's been kind of a weird pregame tonight where there hasn't been
everybody's really marking their turf.
Yeah, it's kind of. Maybe they're getting territorial about the sources that they have, or maybe some people are feeling a little bit self-conscious about the fact that maybe they weren't right or their sources gave some wrong information.
Like who? Really, who would be an example of that, Eric?
Well, there's so many of them. It's hard, really. I don't know how you rank them.
Does it rhyme with colon?
It might, yeah.
No, I find the whole, we've talked, obviously, we've spent, you know, probably a third of the show or more talking about this Gronkowski situation and,
right,
you know, the inner circle, quote unquote, that doesn't want him to play. And I didn't know if there was a buzz around.
No, well, no, not really. I wonder if that's a product of people, you know, not wanting to, you know, spread false information or questionable information, whatever it may be. But as far as the report goes, I would tend to believe it because, I mean, that's really echoing what many of us have been saying since the end of last season and during the playoffs, which is that, you know, you wonder just how close he is to being ready and whether or not he is being rushed back. And, you know, I've been holding my breath every time I see him out on the field. And if I'm doing that and I'm not even close to being related to him, you have to think that those who are close to him are feeling that way and are, you know, after what happened last year, you know, wanting to err on the side of caution, even though he is guaranteed all this money and he's under contract at least for the next couple of years, they're worried about, you know, maybe he takes one hit and his career ends or he's seriously injured for a long period of time. I really don't blame them. I can't say I blame them at all.
It would be funny if you were related to him. It'd kind of be like Danny DeVito and Schwarzenegger and Twins.
Twins, yeah, exactly.
I can see the resemblance. It's like looking in a mirror. Yeah.
Okay, exactly. Eric, given all these injuries and before we let you go here, what is your feeling? What is the feeling right now in terms of the Patriots' chances tonight, prime time?
Well, I mean, it certainly looks like with the Falcons' injuries starting to pile up that, you know, things are going in Wynn's favor, but I don't know. I just find it hard to believe that they're going to come down here in a hostile environment against a really good offense. I mean, the three games they've won have been against really subpar teams and subpar quarterbacks. They're facing a really good quarterback tonight with really high-powered offense. Even though they're a little bit banged up on defense as well, I still think it's going to be tough to win down here. I'm sticking with my Falcons 30, Patriots 24 prediction.
All right, Eric. We'll see you at 5 a.m.
All right.
All right, Eric Scalabrino checking in with us from Atlanta as we get ready for Patriots-Falcons. Just a few minutes to go here on the Dunkin' Donuts pregame social, and we do have some callers waiting. We'll go to Dave in Connecticut. He's up next. Hi, Dave.
Hey, Mark. How you doing? I just wanted to check in with you real quick. I know we talked last week about the game. You know, I think, like we both said, it's a big test for him today. You know, I like our chances, though. I just heard that Asante Samuel's not playing. You
know, that's right.
Falcons are banged up, too, so...
Are they banged up more than the Patriots? Absolutely. A lot of injuries over there.
I think if we come out with a balanced attack, you know, running game, we need the running game has to be big today. You know, 2 points. It's gonna keep the Falcons off the field, and it's going to help our defense as well. Now, speaking of our defense, I think, you know, the defense isn't really getting the credit it deserves. I mean, you know, what are we giving up, like 11 points a game?
Yeah.
You know, granted... And I'm going to say this right now, you know, okay, you know, we played the Jets, we played the Bills, we played Tampa Bay. So what? Okay. I don't, you know, I'm tired of hearing, like, you know, we haven't played an elite team yet and all this because the Patriots don't make their own schedule. The NFL makes a schedule, and it's a Patriots' job to beat the teams that are put in front of them. Okay. And that's what they've done up to this point. Defensively, I think we're better than we were last year. I think, you know, having Talib there is a huge improvement. And, you know, I just hope that the Patriots do decide to lock him up to a long-term deal because he is a shutdown corner. Now, he is that Tyler that we had. He is that Samuelson that we had. You know, and I think he's a team player. I really do. I think, you know, he's proven his worth, and I hope, you know, maybe during the season or, you know, right after the season, they decide to lock him up to a long-term deal and not allow him to get into the free agency. You know, I think he's happy playing here. He seems like he's, you know, a good teammate. I think he's, you know, good with the other guys in the secondary. So, you know, I'm excited about the game, and I think we're going to win 24-17.
All right, Dave, thanks for the call.
Another close one.
Thanks, Dave.
Another one-score win.
Yeah, no, I agree with everything you said about Talib. I think he has been a good teammate. I think he has fit in well, and I think it's going to be an interesting negotiation. I think, you know, you signed the one-year deal. I don't know if that was because he was banking on himself and he wants to go somewhere else or wants the big money.
or if the Patriots didn't necessarily want to commit to him long term. I don't know. I wasn't privy to the negotiations, but I do think that's going to be a very interesting situation, you know, moving forward in the next several months, because I do think the defense has been different, with him sort of locking up one guy. I think he's played well. The only thing I would disagree with Dave is I get the fact that it's not the Patriots' fault that they haven't played anybody, but look at the offenses they've played, and look what those offenses are doing against other teams. The same thing they did against the Patriots.
Well, you're also allowed to blow teams out like the Patriots used to. No. Like the Broncos.
No, no, but that's
like
talking
about...
if you play
a crappy team, you can beat them 42-10.
Right, but the defense has done its part to elicit a blowout. They held Tampa Bay to 3 points. They held the Jets to 10 points. If the offense did its job, they would have blown them out. The offense, but he's talking specifically about the defense. And I'm looking, Tampa Bay scored 3 points. Well, they scored 10 today at home. You know, the Jets scored 10 points. They scored 13 today against Tennessee. I mean, is everybody, you know, really good? You know, the Bills, you know, the Bills won a game today. But again, 23 points, they scored 21 against the Patriots. It's not like those teams are scoring a lot more against everybody else that they play. You know, they're scoring the same that they, that you held them to, really, for the most part. I mean, I'm not going to tell you every single game. But I just don't think that these teams are very good. And that's why I'm really anxious to find out what happens tonight.
A couple of emails coming in here. Mike writes in, I think Andy is crazy for calling Kate Upton fat.
No. I think she's going to get fat. Mm-hmm. I think she's going to balloon up at some time. Right now, she just has nice balloons.
Oh, okay. Mike also writes, ultimately, I bet I can hold a conversation with Katy Perry. Not that would matter to Andy.
No, it would, because, you know.
He also writes, I remember when Andy and Paul were almost irate about the Arrington contract. I guess a little solid play changes everything.
Oh, I'm still,
He's still not thrilled.
I'm still not thrilled with that contract.
Mike also wants to know, how will Joe Vallone do tonight?
Vallone. It's Vallone.
Joe Vallone.
And he might have to play if you get a foot injury for Wilfork.
Yeah.
Although full participation.
I think he's, you know, listen, I'm not an expert on the interior line play, but I think he's held his own. I think he's done a pretty good job. When he's been in the game, he's shown up, Joe Vallone. Don't you think, Andy?
Yes.
Look at it. It says Joe Vallone.
No, I know.
Well, we had a Vallone. What was his name? Scott Vallone? We had a Scott Vallone in camp.
Scott?
You don't remember me tweeting about that, Mark? You should follow more closely.
Scott Vallone?
We had Scott Vallone, and it's the same group of letters, whatever that is, an anagram or whatever. One was Vallone, one was Vallone. The same letters.
It's Tom Brady.
Somebody should tell Fred Kirsch, he's kind of actively tweeting tonight. It'd be nice if he, you know, used the hashtag PPGS. He is our boss, and he is a part of this show. And
he's not a team player, though.
Yeah, what's up with that? One more email. Vishon from New York writes, Ravens, Jets, Bengals, Texans, Steelers all lost today. Besides the Chiefs and the Broncos, the top seed is up for grabs, and it's the Patriots to lose.
That's a good point.
I'm not going to include the Dolphins in that class because I don't think they're a good team.
Okay.
It's so imperative.
We're just going to eliminate the other teams that are undefeated. It's all the Patriots to lose.
It's so imperative that the Pats win tonight. They can't drop to 3-1 because the pressure will be on them in the games that are coming up. They still have the Saints, Bengals, Dolphins, and Broncos. Interesting. Don't count the Dolphins in the class, but then say the Dolphins are a tough game.
Right. Beetle, that's a Patriots thing. Beetle.
Just
the teams that the Patriots play suck until the Patriots play them, and then it's a good win.
Wow.
That's a Patriots fan thing.
That's two sentences apart right there.
They're also undefeated in games that they didn't play in.
So they still
that's
have
another
the,
thing you'll learn.
They still have the Saints, Bengals, Dolphins, and Broncos on their schedule remaining. And I think if they lose tonight, there's a lot more pressure. How big of a game is this tonight? Our final thoughts here as we wrap things up.
I don't think it's all that big of a game for the Patriots.
It's a nice measuring stick game, but I don't think in the big picture it's that important.
We're not about measuring sticks early in the season. Well, we're about building. Building towards where you want to go.
And I want to see where they are right now. I know they'll get better because they always do. Bill's too good of a coach for this team not to get better, but I think it's a measuring stick game. You can poo-poo it if you want. That's okay.
No, it's definitely a measuring stick game. I just don't know what that matters.
Record-wise and season-wise.
So you lose tonight, you can't win the Super Bowl?
No, I don't think that's why. I'm just talking about like a measuring stick is not necessarily for your record. They're going to be the 4-0 or 3-1. They're going to be fine after this game.
It's a student analysis from Paul Perrault.
They could be 3-0-1. I don't want to eliminate possibilities.
Don't take the tie out of things.
But I do think that there's a difference between the teams that they've played so far and the team they're going to play tonight. I think the team they're playing tonight is a little bit better.
All right.
Well, bottom line is just the quarterback. Eliminate everything else. No matter what you think of him wilting under pressure, he's put up big numbers and played in the league for, you know, 5 years. What do you give me this roll?
I'm giving you the wrap-up sign.
It's an 8:30 game. We can run late if we want to.
I'm going to give you the wrap-up
sign. It's a late
game.
They are going to have a tough matchup tonight against this offense. Thanks, bye.
Thanks for joining us here on the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social. Patriots Falcons coming your way about a half hour from now. They'll kick off in Atlanta. Thanks to Andy Hart, Paul Perillo, Darren Hartwell, our producer Kevin Collins. Catch us in the pregame right here in the postgame coming up after tonight's game. I'll be taking your calls, your tweets, and your emails as well, your thoughts on what happens tonight in Atlanta.
And I'd just like to thank everybody for tweeting and calling in from everywhere around the world, Australia, Ireland, Germany, all the countries that we had represented tonight. Swedish AF, yes, you call in.
And don't take Andy personally.
No, I love you guys.
We don't, so
I'm an
idiot. Either.
Who am I to make fun of anybody?
All right, we'll talk to you again in the postgame here on Patriots.com. Enjoy the game, everybody. You can find me up in one tweezer. Sunday, getting me some sleep, please. I'm on my way to the deck to hit jazz and tease. Holla. Hey, yo, I'm from New York, man. Representing NYC to the fullest. New York, yeah. New York,
this has been the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social, live from the Patriots Facebook page. Now, it's game time as the Pats take on the Atlanta Falcons.
Over the middle it goes. It is intercepted by Brandon Spikes at the 35, 40, 45 at the 50 of Baltimore, and out of bounds on the far side of the field.
Be sure to tune in to Patriots.com radio for the Patriots postgame show with Mark Bertrand immediately following the game.
28 seconds remaining. Empty backfield. Three receivers near side right. Pass lead by six. Snap to Fitzpatrick looking over the middle. Fires to the right. Intercepted in the end zone. Intercepted by Devin McCourty.
Log on to Patriots.com all week long for the latest news and information on your favorite team. We look forward to hearing from you next week on the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social.